following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhaugh Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhaugh Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's the first Friday of November, and the Clay County Bulldogs are back in the playoffs for the second time in 4 years. Tonight, the 6-4 Black and Gold squad from Salina, Tennessee, are on the road for representing Region 4A as the third seed team. They've made the two-hour, 110-mile journey to Whipple, Tennessee, home of the 9-1 Whipple Tigers, who represent Region 3A as the second seed. Tonight marks the start of a new season, the postseason. It's the playoffs, baby, and anything can happen. Throw the records in the regular season away. Tonight's winner take all. One team goes on, the other goes home. The Bulldogs and Tigers have 48 minutes to settle who's headed to the second round.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there. Offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Matt Bates, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. We're beyond excited to have everyone with us for our 11th broadcast of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network. For the fifth time this season, we're on the road with the Dogs, but this one's special. It's playoff football, and we're here to cover it all. I'm Daniel Strong, bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. As usual, I'm accompanied this evening by our network producer, Rob Edwards, and our analyst and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
Glad to be here again, fellas. Great trip down here. Nice to look at the autumn leaves changing, and excellent pregame meal at Andy's Pizza and Steakhouse, I think it was.
There in Dunlap, it was, Greg.
Good meal, Coach. We're here tonight and fired up for playoff football, but after such an emotional roller coaster last week at home, I'll have to say it's kind of been tough to move on from that. But you know what? It's a whole new season. We're sitting here getting ready to call a playoff game, and it's great to be here with you and Daniel for this bonus round, a place the Dogs haven't been a whole lot in the last couple of decades.
You know, that's very true, Thomas. A lot of us grew up with Bulldog football in its heyday. We took for granted that we went to the playoffs every year. This is the second trip in 4 years. However, it's only the third trip in the last 19.
Been a pretty rough couple of decades, to say the least. And this one's going to be tough. Whitwell has one of the best teams they've ever had, finishing with an impressive 9-1 in the regular season. And their only loss came by one score to South Pitt, who's the odds-on favorite to win the single-A title this season. It's do or die tonight, guys. The Dogs have to get up off the mat after that gut-wrenching loss to Gordonsville last week and make this one another war in order to have a shot against the top-five-ranked Whitwell Tigers. They've got to come to play and be amped up. So I'm going to be too. We've got to get hyped tonight because just like Coach Bates said in the paper this week, it doesn't matter how good this Tiger team is. The only thing that matters is what the Dogs do tonight. Do they play well enough to survive in advance, or do they play bad enough to go home? That's what he said, and you know what? He's right, guys. It's just one game, and anything can happen here tonight in the playoffs.
It certainly can, as we mentioned, as we were closing out the postgame show last week, probably somewhere tonight in Tennessee, a number four seed will knock off a top seed number one, so certainly it'd be an upset, but the number three seed Dogs can certainly pull out the victory tonight in Whipple.
Well, there's no doubt they've got a shot at it, and I'm sure they're going to give it their best shot, just like we've done here in the inaugural season of the Horizon Sports Network. Like we said last week, way over 5,000 listens so far, guys. And that doesn't count those that went back and listened to the games on our archives link. I know there's a bunch of that do that. Can you imagine being a player here right now tonight and have the chance to hear the game tomorrow morning? Hopefully a big win.
It'd be a special thing. I know I made a habit of going back and re-listening the next day, not just because I like to hear myself talk, but to kind of critique it and hopefully get better each week. And that's a great feature that I hope people are taking advantage of.
Me too, none of this would be possible without the help of you two guys, Coach and Daniel, and that long list of generous sponsors that's been with us all year long. The Horizon family can't thank you and them enough. I've enjoyed every minute of it too, guys. This all started, of course, with our long-running Del Hollow Horizon weekly newspaper, and these live streams are simply an extension of that. So we want to encourage everybody to follow up tonight's broadcast with a copy of next week's paper for full details of tonight's game. For those who didn't see this week's edition, here's what you missed as Daniel and I get into the Horizon Weekly recap, a summary of what was in print about the Dogs' tough defeat at the hands of Gordonville. They went toe-to-toe with the conference preseason favorite and actually led deep into the fourth quarter before their nemesis dashed Clay County's hopes of the Region 4A title and a chance to host a playoff game for the first time in school history, which left the black and gold traveling south here in Whitwell for the first round tonight. In the article, Coach Bates talked about how the entire team played their best game of the season, and he described it as a war, Daniel, and said he was proud as heck of the kids for playing and fighting the way they did.
Certainly it was a war. Very proud of the Dogs. It was. I agree with him. I think collectively it was probably the best game of the season. Unfortunately, it fell up short, but that is in the past, even though we're going to be recapping it right here for the folks listening.
And he said, you know, following that up, in year one, we're in the playoffs. We played for the region championship. We were 6.5 minutes from winning it, and we just kind of ran out of gas. And that's a fact. Your scoring summary, taken from the newspaper, will show, Daniel.
It certainly will. Let's go ahead and take a look at that summary now, Thomas. The first quarter of play was plagued by Tiger turnovers and stalled Bulldog drives, leaving the team scoreless at the end of one. The trend continued throughout the second quarter. The first half ended with a Gordonsville field goal attempt bouncing off the left upright and falling to the ground, no good, leaving the score at 0-0 headed into the break. Then on the opening drive of the second half, Clay County finally found pay dirt on an electric 58-yard touchdown run by junior Jared Markham. Junior Gabe Henson's PA attempt was no good, and the Dogs led 6-9. With the black and gold stacking the box to try to stop the Tiger tailback, Braxton Gibbons, Gordonsville took advantage with a TD over the top of the defense to complete a 13-play drive and knot up the game at 6 after their PAT also failed. Sophomore quarterback Jake Ashlock followed Gordonsville's example on the ensuing possession when he found a streaking B.J. Emerton on a double move route to put his team ahead again. The junior wideout crossed the stripe on the first play of the fourth quarter, and Markham made it the two-point conversion, surging the Bulldogs back in front 14-6. Gordonsville battled back with an 89-yard scoring drive that chewed up 4 minutes of clock and was capped off by Braxton Gibbons' 21-yard touchdown run. A well-defended, crucial two-point conversion failed, and Clay still led 14-12 with 6:23 left in the game. A botched punt attempt on the ensuing Dog possession set Gordonsville up at the Clay County 4, where they would score again and add a conversion to go up 20-14 with 3 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. An unfruitful drive followed for the black and gold, and the Tigers put the game away with their fourth touchdown of the night to make the final score of Tigers 27, Bulldogs 14.
Just a tough one, Daniel. And as you chronicled, big plays are what got us in the end zone, but Clay County struggled to move the ball, and that translated into only 213 total yards, including 136 rushing and 77 passing, while Gordonsville racked up 363 total yards, 258 on the ground, most of which came from their all-world tailback, Braxton Gibbons, who we found out today is a Mr. Football finalist.
As he should be. That young man was impressive. I believe now possibly he went over 2,000 yards for the year during that game against us last Friday. I'm not sure about that. However, an outstanding running back. Best we've seen all year. And I'll include Darius Highley with that.
Who is also in his own division a Mr. Football finalist. So that makes two we played this year. Needless to say, we've been up against some good backs, and I think we're going to see more of the same tonight.
Heinlich, of course, for those who don't remember, the feature tailback for Mount Juliet Christian earlier in the year.
Let's get back to the stats. We kind of got off of it a little bit, talking about those great players. Another great player had a tough night that night, but our quarterback, Jake Ashlock, he did go 6-18 for 77 yards and a touchdown through the air. He completed passes to Emerton, which was the 151-yard touchdown. Markham, who caught 2 for 22 yards. Cherry had 1 for 6 yards. White Burst, 1 for 4 yards. And Seth Ogletree had 1 for -6. Markham was the leading rusher with 7 carries for 75 yards, had the TD and 2-point conversions, you said, while Seth Ogletree had 7 carries for 22 yards. Jacoby, 7 carries for 18 yards. Clark Donaldson came in with 3 nice carries for 17 yards. Will Ogletree, 5 carries for 12 yards. And Ashlock, a couple sacks for -7, and that accounted for the remainder of the ground game. Maxfield's huge night. Dylan Maxfield, he wasn't in the scoring summary, but he might as well have been, had 19 tackles and a recovered fumble in the contest. Gone well over 100 for this year. I'm sure we'll get into that later on in the pregame, but what a player he's been in his senior year, Daniel.
He has been. He's lived up to all the expectations that we thought he needed to. He's led this defense fearlessly all year, and he's come up big every Friday night.
And besides him, we had 2 others in double-digit stops. Will Ogletree had 11 and a forced fumble. And then the freshman, John Copeland, had a big night with 11 tackles.
Nice to see him return. He's played well all year, but kind of been in a lull there. He came back with a bang Friday.
And moving on, Emberton had 7 tackles. Watson, the senior Eli, had 6. Seth Ogletree had 5. Goad, the freshman, Dalton Goad, 5. Markham had 4 and a forced fumble. Senior James Short, 4, and Cherry, 3. So a lot of names when you get a back that carries it 50 times almost, Daniel. You're going to have a lot of names on the Tiger list.
You are. I think we're going to get more of the same tonight out of the Whipple Tigers, and maybe not one back doing the work, but a multitude of them running it a lot.
Well, that wraps up the stats against Gordonsville. We want to remind our listeners they can find that same information along with pictures and more from tonight's game in next week's newspaper. It's out in the racks Tuesday evening and in the mail on Wednesday. Before we go to break, we want to again ask for the help of our listeners. If you're out there listening, with social media and smartphones today, it's easy to share our link, which is www.delhollahorizon.com/listen. And we hope everyone tuned in will do that right now. Just go to the address bar on the page you're listening to, highlight it, copy it, and share it. Send it to your friends, family, followers, whoever, and tell them all they have to do is click it and hit play to hear us live. And if they can't listen to us tonight, like we said earlier, remind them they can anytime by clicking our game event archives link located right under the live player, because once the game's called live, it'll always be there. We'll be right back with more of the David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show as we get ready for playoff football, guys, featuring Clay County at Whipple, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're back on the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. And before we begin our next segment, I think I misspoke a little bit earlier. I said this was the third trip in the last 19 years to the playoffs. A good friend of mine, Melissa White, was texting me during the break there and kind of reminded me I'd forgotten one. We went in 03, 08, and 14. Actually, I hadn't forgotten them. I just misspoke. So this is the fourth trip in the last 19 years. So now that that's cleared up, at this time, we're going to begin the How They Fired segment brought to us by Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, you've had fearlessly led us through this all year, and we're going to seek your guidance again.
Well, we're going to jump right into it like we always do, go through the Bulldog opponents for the regular season. Jackson County finished the regular season at 5-5. 20-47 loss last week at Trousdale, wrapped their regular season up. Tonight they are at Chattanooga Tyner for the first round of the playoffs. Looks to be a tough one for them, I would imagine.
That's the Blue Devils, Tyner?
Yes, sir. Red Bowling Springs finished the season at 3-6 after a 27-7 loss to Monterey. They did not make the playoffs. Republic, they were finished 2 weeks ago, 0-9, obviously not in the playoffs. Mount Juliet Christian finished season 7-3 after a 30-0 shutout at the hands of DCA. They host Jackson Christian tonight in the first round of the Division II playoffs.
Any team that can shut out Darius Halleck and the Mount Juliet Christian is pretty dang good. And we've seen some good Dawson Christian teams over the years, haven't we, Danny?
We have. I know you firsthand, Thomas, met those guys 2 years in a row, if I'm not mistaken.
We did, and if you look back, and I'm sure we might get into it, a lot of our playoff losses came at the hands of those private schools.
Yeah.
Monterey finished regular season 6-4. They lost 27-7, or they beat Red Bulling last week 27-7, excuse me. Tonight they are just down the road from us here at South Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates.
I don't envy them. I'm glad we're here instead of that.
Much longer trip. East Robertson finished the season at 4-6 after losing 14-12 to Watertown. They did not make the playoffs. Joe Burns finished the regular season 8-2 after a 42-0 shutout at Pickett. Tonight, Joe Burns hosts Copper Basin. And as you predicted last week, Daniel, Pickett County did not make the playoffs.
Well, I was rooting for the Bobcats too, Coach, but they weren't able to qualify.
I was going to ask you if you double-checked with Daniel on this stuff before you brought it to us tonight, Coach.
No, I didn't. I just took my chances on it again. Sail Creek finished their season at 1-9 after a 69-0 shutout at the hands of these Whitwell Tigers, where we are tonight. They did not make the playoffs, Sail Creek. Pickett County finished the season 2-8. As we said earlier, losing to Joe Burns 42-0 last week. And Gordonsville finished the regular season at 6-4. After beating Clay County 27-14, they are the number one seed from Region 4A, and they host Lookout Valley tonight.
Did you have to remind us of that, Coach?
Well, I just felt like it was something that needed to be said, guys.
We're putting that behind us. We're here tonight.
Bulldog opponents on the season are 42-56 overall. And, guys, I don't see much need to go through the standings again. We covered most of that. You guys have anything else that you'd like to add to the playoff scenario tonight?
Good luck to our fellow Region 4 opponents as they go into the first round.
Folks, this tough game tonight. There's no doubt about that.
Folks, this has been How They Fared, brought to you from Farm Bureau, and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are approximately 36 minutes from kickoff of this first round TSSAA playoff action. Please stick with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. The Bulldogs and Tigers have a very brief history. Tonight marks only the fifth time that the teams have met, and the first meeting between them in the playoffs. The prior four games took place in 2001, 2002, 2013, and 2014. The Dogs have never tasted victory against Whipple. Our overall record in the series is 0-4, and we ride that four-game losing streak into tonight's matchup. The black and gold scoring has ranged from a high of 21 points in 2002 to a low of 7 points in 2013. The Tigers' highest point total was 50 in 2013, and their lowest was 28 in 2001. The Tigers' largest win margin is 34 points in 2014, and the Tigers' smallest margin of victory was 17 points in 2002. The highest combined point total in the game was 59 points in 2002 when the Dogs lost 21-38. The lowest combined point total was 36 in 2001 when Salina lost 8-28. Historically, the Bulldogs have scored a total of 48 points in the series for an average of 12 points a game, while they've allowed the Tigers 162 points, an average of 41 a contest. Only a few Bulldogs have achieved individual milestones against Whipple. Passing leaders, Brandon Stewart threw for 158 yards in 2013. Chase Stevens threw for 209 in 2002. Receiving leader, Wyatt Mabry, had 121 yards through the air receiving in 2013. The longest receiving touchdown took place also in 2013 when Mabry caught a Brandon Stewart pass that was good for an 85-yard touchdown. That concludes the Bulldog and Tiger portion of our history segment. At this time, we will conclude the unveiling of the Black and Gold Statistical Leaders. We've covered a lot of names and numbers this season, and we're going to try to tie up the loose ends tonight. Remember, if you've missed any prior About a Bulldog history segments, you can easily access them in the Game Archives link below the Horizon Sports Network live player on www.dalehallhorizon.com. Tonight, we'll cover interception leaders and special teams. Got a lot of information to bring to you tonight. We're going to start with interception leaders in a single game. I'm fixing to call off a long list of names of Bulldogs who have two interceptions in a single contest. I'm not going to tell you the team they did it against, but I'll give you the years. First of all, tied in fifth, all this long list. Starting off, Thomas Weaver, who's sitting right here beside me. He accomplished this feat twice in 1994. His brother John Weaver had two in a single game in 1995. Kevin Watson, a former Bulldog, had three different games in his career where he accomplished this, all three coming in 1984. Dustin Thompson had two in a game in 2001, Taylor Strong in 2014, Billy Smith in 1980, Evan Richards in 2007, Darrell Reeser in 1981, Brian Plumlee in 1995, Chris Nagy in 2011, Johnny Booger McLaren in 1975, Dwayne McLaren in 1979, Dwayne's son Alex McLaren in 2012, and then three times Al McLaren, not to be confused with Alex McLaren, but Al McLaren accomplished this feat three times, twice in 1980 and once in 1981. Wayne Key in 1971, Matt Jacoby a few weeks ago in this season, Jimmy Crane Cole in 1983, the great Gary Eads in 1981, Carl Davis in 1974, Nolan Dale accomplished this feat twice, both times in 2008. Greg Craig, who played only one season here, accomplished this feat three times in 1974. He had two interceptions in a single game, three different times. Nick Cox accomplished in 2009. Cody Collins, two different times in 2008. Hayden Cherry, to start this year off, back early in the season. Andrew Campbell in 2005. Brian Burgett also has accomplished this feat on three different occasions.
Better look again, Daniel.
No, that's Brent. Let's not steal Brent's score here now.
I'm sorry.
Brian accomplished it three different times in 1988 once and twice in 1990. And his brother Brent Burgett, sometimes overlooked because we talk about Brian so much, Brent had two interceptions against Ezel Harding, we'll say that name, in 1989. Leo Bowles did it in 1970. Ricky Barlow in 1977, Corey Barlow in 2004, Benji Bailey accomplished it in 1977 and then again in 1998, and Mike Adams in 1989. Now that long list of dogs were all defenders who had two interceptions in at least one single contest, some of them more.
A great list there, and I'm going to get into the top four here. We have three of them tied for second. They had three interceptions apiece, and this is some of the who's who right here, Daniel. We got Bobby Tubiker had three versus Monterey in 88. Brian Burgett, again on the list, had three versus Livingston in 89. And then Stephen Arns, our all-time leading passer, had three versus Livingston in 1987. So I like to see that against the Hawkeye, Daniel. Our number one interception leader in a single game is Chase Stevens. He had five. Yeah, I said it. Five interceptions in a game against Tennessee Temple in 2003.
That's hard to fathom. Coach Edwards, speak just for a moment about Chase Stevens. You coached him on the hardwood. Talk a little bit about his athleticism.
One of the best athletes to ever pass through Salina Clay County High School, guys. I was there that night when he picked off those five. And, you know, it was hard to believe just there watching it. You know, it's just
hard
like they kept throwing it to him.
They
just kept throwing it to him for some reason.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed that list. Let's move on to interception leaders in a single season. Thomas, you must be been a fine defensive back. We find you here tied in eight with several other guys. You had six in 1994. Also tied in eight, Evan Richards had six in 2007. Bobby Tupi-Kerr was six in 1988. Nolan Dale was six in 2008. And Brian Burgett was six his senior year in 1990.
Another good group. An honor to be there with them for sure, cuz. Tied for six, we have Stephen Arms and Kevin Watson. Both had seven. Arms did it in 87. Kevin Watson did it in 1984. And then at number five, there's Al McLaren. He was on the first list. He's on this one. Had eight in 1980.
Now looking at the top four individuals here, we have three different listings tied for second. Greg Craig in 1974 had nine interceptions in a season. And then Brian Burchett accomplished the feat twice. He had nine interceptions his sophomore year in 1988. And also he had nine interceptions his junior year in 1989. And sitting on top of the single season interception leader list is Chase Stevens with 10. Of course, we chronicled a few moments ago he had five in one game. He picked up five others throughout the year to go with that. And he does lead us with 10 interceptions in a single season.
And then here we go with our career leaders. I'll start with number 10, a great athlete here. I think he played for you, Coach. Corey Hamilton had eight interceptions in his career from 2009 to 2012.
Two different guys tied at eighth here with nine in their careers. Bobby Tupi-Kerr played from 1986 to 1989. And Greg Craig, playing that one season in 1974, also had nine.
And then there's that man again, Chase Stevens at number seven. You had him at the leaders for the season with 10. He translates over to number seven all time from 2000 to 2003. I do see you have an asterisk there.
There is an asterisk. Chase's information defensively from his freshman, sophomore, junior years incomplete this time. I talked to head coach from that era, Jeff McDaniel, from those three seasons, also to Lee Atkins, trying to get some of those films, but right now we don't have them. Coming in at sixth on the career interception list is Jimmy Crank Hull. We've talked a lot about him on offense, also a defensive star. He had 11 interceptions in his career from 1982 to 1985.
Tied for fourth for the all-time leader in interceptions for a career, Stephen Arms again, and Kevin Watson. Two quarterbacks, Daniel.
Yes.
13 each. Watson from 1983 to 86, Arms 86 to 89.
And here's two more moving right ahead of them. Those guys had 13. Well, there's two gentlemen tied for second with 14. First, we have Al McLaren, who played from 1978 to 1981. He had 14. And Thomas, 14 interceptions for you in a fine career. I know you started as a freshman on the offensive side of the ball, saw a lot of defensive time too, I guess, maybe on both sides. And during your 4 years, 14 interceptions. Just tell a little about that.
Well, there's not much to tell except for the fact I had more opportunities starting all 4 years.
Well, certainly it's impressive regardless of how you got to that level. Folks, all-time leader, interceptions in a career. Brian Burchett had 27. Thomas, you and Al were tied in second with 14. He nearly doubles that. He had 27 interceptions from 1987 to 1990. I'm willing to wager that's a record that may never be beaten.
It may. It probably won't even be close, Daniel. And I'd like to see where that stacks up in a career in the statewide rankings. I mean, who knows? But 27 is unbelievable. And what else is unbelievable, seeing Brian Burchett on all of these lists?
Certainly so. He's somebody we've called a lot, and I bet we're not done with him at this point. I kind of broke our protocol, Thomas. I stole your job of reading off that first place name. Let's go ahead and jump into the longest interception return touchdowns now that we've got the interceptions took care of. Jerry Strong, my father, in 1970 had a 60-yard interception return for touchdown against Baxter. Dwayne Reeser had a 62-yarder against Livingston in 1982. Scott Brown had a 65-yarder against Mount Juliet Christian in 2008. Corey Hamilton, a 67-yard interception return touchdown against Redbone Springs in 2012. And Matt Kirk, a linebacker, had a 70-yard interception return for touchdown against Redbone Springs in 2003.
You may have stole me announcing Brian Burchett as an all-time career leader. But I've got the coolest one, I think. Ray Fowler, back in 1937, comes in at number 5 with a 75-yard interception return. And I think you got that from the Billfish Bugle, Daniel?
It was. Our grandmother, Edwina Napier, personally had some original copies of the Billfish Bugle, and she shared those with me when I started doing some research, and I found that in those archives.
Well, like I say, that may be the best one we've ever announced, in my opinion. Moving on, your dad again, Jerry Strong, took one back from 76 yards against East Robertson in 1968, coming at number 4. Number 3, Ray Likens, had a 78-yard return against DeKalb County in 1980. And there's Burchett again. He comes not at the top, but in number 2 his time. 80-yard interception return versus Monterey in 1989. And at the top, Mike Marlowe, Daniel, he took one back 90 yards, caught it at the 10-yard line, took her back to the house against Gordonsville in 1970 for the longest interception return in Bulldog football history.
Let's jump over to special teams, look at the longest kickoff return touchdowns. Several gentlemen tied in 10th here. First of all, John Weaver, 85-yarder against Jackson County in 1996. Dustin Thompson, also an 85-yarder against DeKalb County in 03. T.J. Key, 85 yards against South Pittsburgh in 08. That's in a playoff game. Neil Bartlett had an 85-yard kickoff return touchdown against Monterey in 1978. And Gary Alston had an 85-yarder against Russell County, Kentucky in 1970.
Folks, pardon us if we don't comment very much. We've got to get through this, according to our producer over here. Jared Markham comes in at 9th with an 87-yarder against Monterey in 2015. Tied for 7th is our all-time leading rusher, Gary Davis, and Butch Young with an 88-yarder. Davis took one kickoff back against Livingston in 93. Young against East Robertson in 68. Jimmy Crank Hull again, an 89-yard kickoff return against Franklin Road Academy in 85. That's any final year. And Brian Burchett, 89-yarder tied with Jimmy Hull versus DeKalb County, 1990.
Moving on to the top four here. Two guys tied in third. Gary Davis, once again, a 90-yarder against Redbone Springs in 1992. And Scott Brown, a 90-yarder against Upperman, otherwise known as Baxter, in 2006. Two guys tied at the top of the heap here for longest kickoff return touchdown. Dwayne Reeser, a 98-yarder against David Lipscomb in 1980. And Brian Burchett, a 98-yarder against Good Pasture in 1987. And if I'm not mistaken, that was his freshman year. Very impressive.
It is. Longest punt return touchdowns, Daniel. I'm going to do the about half of them here, tied for 10th at the bottom. Dustin Thompson, a 60-yarder. These other two guys have a 60-yarder here. Thompson did it against Red Bull Springs in 2003. Jimmy Crank Hall versus Macon County in 85. And Stephen Arms versus Redbone Springs in 88. At number 9, J.R. Fraga had a 62-yarder against Pickett County in 13. My little brother, John Weaver, had a 65-yard punt and return touchdown versus Jackson County in 96. We gotta love it against the Blue Devils, Daniel. And then Roger Short, he's tied with little brother, also had a 65-yarder against the Blue Devils in 75. Ricky D. Barlow, same thing, against the Blue Devils, 1977.
A lot of good success on special team against Jackson County. Top five here, Andy Partee, a 68-yarder versus Baxter in 1977. Ricky D. Barlow again, a 68-yarder against East Robertson in 1977. Wayne Key, a 75-yard punt return touchdown against Monterey in 1971. Scott Barlow, an 80-yarder against the feared and hated Trousdale County Yellow Jackets in 1988. And Sailor Walden, the longest punt return touchdown of 83 yards against Grace Christian Academy in 2004.
Daniel, I think we might need to hold these extra point leaders till halftime and move on with our pregame show. Guys, tune in at halftime for those. And Daniel, take us out.
This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Still to come, a game time weather report and a final word before kickoff. Stay with us as we get ready for Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football.
This
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Whitwell for the first round of the playoffs tonight, where the 6-4 Dogs will take on the 9-1 Tigers for a chance to extend the season another week and advance to the second round. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Matt Bates for this postseason edition of Inside the Locker Room. Thanks for inviting us in today, Coach.
Thanks, Thomas. Thanks for coming in, and I'm excited to hear the postseason version.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great place to be. But we got to talk about last week first, Coach. I described it in the paper as a gut-wrenching loss, just an emotional roller coaster, so to speak, a tough pill to swallow to come up short.
It was definitely an emotional game, I think, for everybody involved. It took me probably about 24 to 48 hours to finally move on from it because I felt we put a great game plan together on both sides of the football, what we had to do to win. Then when you see the way our kids played and fought and never gave up and bought into what we tried to get them to do, made you feel really good about what we did.
Like you said, your guys really rose to the occasion and kind of left it all out on the field, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, to shut them out, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's the first time they've been shut out in a half all year, and we were able to do that. We played really great defensively. We got 4 turnovers in the first half that helped stop some of their drives, or even on the opening kickoff, you know, we got that fumble there. And then offensively, we knew it was going to be a chess match, just making each other counter what we were doing, and eventually we found a couple of things that got us into the end zone. We just held on and just couldn't finish.
And to help you hold on, Dylan Maxfield, what can you say, Coach? Had another huge night, 19 tackles. He's well over 100 for the season. What a difference maker he's been for this team.
Yeah, you know, he's had a great season. He's been consistent force right there in the middle, finding the football and making plays and always being either the guy to make the initial tackle or the guy to help take him down and finish it. So he's had an incredible year.
And besides him, there were some others who stepped up on D. Will Ogletree kind of came alive. John Copeland, both of those guys had double-digit nights, and a host of others turned it on, too. The D really bowed up.
Yeah, they bowed their necks. They did everything we asked them to do. But I think the best thing you can say about this team as a whole, especially that defense, is they play well, they play hard, and they play for each other. Nobody cares necessarily who's getting all the tackles. As long as we're getting the guy down, that's all they cared about.
But as good as the defense played, you know, with the exception of a couple big plays, we kind of had trouble moving the ball against the Tigers.
We did, but that was a chess match we knew going in, that they were a really good team defensively, and so we knew we were going to have to try to make some things happen. We shifted a couple of things blocking scheme-wise last week to take advantage of it, and we finally found a couple of seams there. But, you know, once again, I felt like Jared Markham bust that one, and I felt like he's the fastest dude on the field.
Well, that's what I was getting to. We kind of carried that momentum from the tie ball game at the half, the blocked field goal or the missed field goal right before the break, and Markham did what he does, got the first score, and this time he took it from 58 yards out. He's been the guy when you need a big play all year long.
Yeah, he's so fast and quick that if he sees the hole, he's gone and he hits it, and so he's definitely a special kid to get the ball in the hands of.
And then Gordonville immediately responded, tied it back at 6. But Jake Ashlock, who we've talked about, has quietly had a great season under center so far. He found his favorite guy, B.J. Emerton, another huge play.
It was a huge play. You know, we kept watching that corner, and every time B.J. would make a move, he would bite so hard on the first move. So we felt like we had a double move on him, and sure enough, I felt the kid was going to fall on his face when B.J. made the up move on the out and up. And Jake made a good throw. B.J. showed his speed.
So we've got a 1-score lead. You know, unfortunately, the Tigers kind of put it together. We had kind of a mental mistake, but we're still up 14-12 with about 3 minutes to go in this thing, and it just wasn't enough as the Tigers closed it out late. But you know what? Despite that loss overall, it's been a great year for Bulldog football. And
absolutely,
we've got a chance to extend the season tonight, Coach.
Well, and that's the goal tonight. It's win and move on. It's survive and advance. It don't matter how ugly or how pretty it is. As long as you win, you get to play another week. And I think what people don't realize, it's special to advance. That's what you want to do because you want to win a state championship. But it also gives you another week to develop your younger players in your system. So it's a free week. That's why college coaches love bowl games. It's another month they get with their kids. And so that's what the playoffs help us do, is develop those kids for next year.
Well, like you said, here we're back in the playoffs tonight. Maybe not hosting like we wanted after that Gorenville loss, but you know, overall, Bulldog football is back, Coach. You got to take a little credit for that. Year one, we're back in the mix. That's a big deal.
All right, I'll give you that. Yeah, we've done a great job, you know, and it started, you know, being able to get here in February and start feet on the ground running, recruiting the halls, building things, off-season weight program, spring practice, moved all the way into summer. And it's just the culmination of all the kids' hard work and dedication they've put in, because it's hard, you know. In society these days, everybody wants instant gratification. Well, in football, you work, bust your butt all year for 10 opportunities, and that's all you get. And for the kids to stick in there and grind and do what we ask them to do for that long is really impressive.
Well, I know it's going to be tough to kind of get back up off the mat from last week. But again, like you said, this is a huge accomplishment in year one. I'm excited about the Dogs being back in the playoffs. But after putting so much into last week, in my opinion, we need that same type of battle that you guys made the Gordonsville game.
And that's what it's going to be.
Talk about what you've done to get these guys past that tough one and get focused on the task at hand tonight.
We just focused on fixing a few mistakes we made offensively and defensively, working those kinks out. We're still working on tackling and blocking every day. And so really, it's the same model we've had all year, and I know everybody gets tired of hearing that, but it's this week only. We kind of forget about last week. We fix it on Monday, and we move on. We've watched some film practice this week, kind of making sure we're tweaking things the right way. And so that's our goal right now, is just to play as best we can. I think we can play that physical type of game again. Their bodies recovered really well. On Monday, they were sore. By Tuesday, they felt better. And Wednesday and Thursday, they looked crisp, especially in our walkthrough yesterday.
But Whitwell's probably one of the best teams in the state, Coach.
I think they're a really good team. I definitely don't want to take anything away from them. I'd like to have had their schedule at times this season.
Right.
Traded, you know, Mount Juliet Christian, East Robertson for some of the other teams they got to play. And I feel like we'd be 8-2 also. But, I mean, they're a good football team. They're really good defensively. Offensively, they kind of hit a lull. They had a student get expelled from school for a hazing incident. And so he was their starting quarterback, so they lost him. They've had to shuffle a few people around. And so I think they lost a little bit in their passing game. And if they have a weakness on their team right now, I think it's the passing game offensively. So hopefully we can make them one-dimensional and stop the run game and give ourselves a chance.
Monday in the newspaper interview, you know, you thought we had a shot. You still feel that way?
Absolutely. You can't discount these kids' heart and hard work and effort they give on every play. And it's like Friday night, I really feel like most of the state and maybe even some people here in this community didn't believe we'd have a chance, and we were freaking leading it with 3 minutes to go, and that's all you can ask for. In year one, we're rebuilding, and nobody's denying that. We're definitely rebuilding, but to be in a situation with a chance to win a region championship in year one is unique, and now we get the chance to go down and take on a good team and end their season.
Sounds like a plan to me. We talked about their our defensive plan, what we've got to do. What about on offense? I mean, this team's only given up 5 points a game. They've shut people out in half their games. How do we move a ball on a defense like that?
Patience, not getting aggravated. We got to make some adjustments and tweaks in the game, which we did Friday night really well. And that's going to be the key. It's going to be another chess match. You know, when you have two really good football teams together, something's got to give eventually. And hopefully we can make the adjustments, seeing what from the camera on the sideline, what they're doing to us to tweak and go from there. But I think we found a couple of things during the week that we can hit them on early that maybe they've not seen this season. And so hopefully we'll throw it out there and give her a shot and see what we got.
And I've asked you every week, Coach. Here we are, 11th game of the season. You know, we've kind of laid out the plan. We need to make it a war, just like it was against Gordonville. What's our chances of doing that tonight?
I feel like they're good. I think we can put some points on the board. If we can somehow find a way to get to 21 points tonight offensively, I think we got a great shot to pull this thing off and shock a lot of people and get a rematch with Gordonville. That's what I want. That's what we sold our kids on all week. Let's win this one because we want a rematch with Gordonville and see what we can do.
All right, guys. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. I think we're going to need it, but I like your attitude, and we're fired up, too.
We're fired up and excited. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Folks, we hope to be back here next week to preview the Dogs' second-round opponent, who we hope is the Gordonville Tigers.
Darn tootin'.
Want another shot at them.
after what would be a big upset tonight. We hope to see you then.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with head football coach Matt Bates, brought to you by Ridgetop Farm, proud supporter of Clay County football.
It's time for the Home Improvement Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win this big playoff game tonight. Thomas, what's the overall key to success down here in Whipple, Tennessee tonight?
Well, we know the Tigers are going to be a tough out tonight, Daniel. But the one thing Clay County's got going for them is the fact that they're a similar team to Gordonsville. They line up and try to smash you in the mouth. So what's good about that is we proved last week we could hold up to that and make it a game against that kind of attack. The hard part is going to be getting back up off the mat and giving that same effort. If the Dogs do that, they've got a shot. If not, it could be a long night, Daniel.
I understand. What about offensively?
Well, as good as we played on defense last week, we struggled on offense, so we got to find a way to move the ball against what is probably going to be the best defense we faced all year. I think they're going to give up about 5 points a game. And I think we can do that. And you do it by giving Jared Markham at least 20 touches tonight. 15, 18 on the ground, find him out of the backfield, get the man the ball. Because you know what? About every third or fourth time he touches it, he takes it to the house.
Well, we've seen him do it, and hopefully we'll see him do it tonight. What about defense?
Well, like I said in the opening there, we've got to have a repeat performance of last week. But just a little better. I know it's hard to say because those guys, led by Dylan Maxfield, the senior, they laid it all on the line. But they've got to bring it again tonight and bring it a little harder. I think they will, Daniel. We turn this thing into another defensive struggle, and we've got a shot. If they don't, Whipple's going to put up a lot of points and run away with it. It's all in how we play. Can we put last week behind us and play even better? That's the question. If so, the Dogs survive in advance. And there would be nothing better than to get that call, for us to get the call, that Gordonsville rematch. It couldn't get any sweeter than that.
Very true. Hopefully those keys will come to fruition here as we enter this big playoff contest. So that's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently is 65 degrees. It will not drop much throughout this game. At halftime and by the end of the game, it should be 64 degrees. Humidity is high tonight at 98%. Precipitation that's already fallen today in Whipple is 0.2 inches. There's a 15% chance of rain throughout tonight's contest. There's a slight wind of 2 miles an hour out of the south-southwest. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we're going to wrap up our show with the Treehouse Treasures pre-game parting gift. A final word for our listeners before kickoff from Coach Edwards.
Well, guys, just a couple things. You know, I mean, everybody knows, everybody in Clay County knows it's win or go home. You know, it's win or turn the pads and helmets in. So these guys have got to feel that way. I've heard a few people say this week, oh, they gave everything they had last week and they were let down emotionally. I call malarkey on that. You know, it's competitors want to win. It doesn't matter if you won the last game or lost the last game or what you put into it. I can tell you this, in 2006, we had a great basketball regular season. Went to Van Buren and lost. Lost at Jackson County the last two regular season games and ended up making the state tournament for the first time in 20 years. So, you know, last week has nothing to do with this week. They just got to go out and play. And everybody does their job, contributes, does what they're supposed to do, we'll be fine.
You know, Coach Bates says a whole new season. I'm right there with him. Tonight is the night to get this new season started here in the postseason.
There we go. That's the pregame party gift, and it's been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. We are down here in Whipple, Tennessee tonight, home of the Tigers, who are 9-1. And Clay County at 6-4 comes into this game as the number 3 seed. We're at Vernon Holt Camp Field, where currently we see the seniors free their squad out at midfield, getting ready to prepare for the coin toss. Well, the home team tonight, they are dressed in their red jerseys with white numerals. They have red pants, also white helmets with a big red W on the side. Clay County's won the toss, and they've elected to receive to start this ball game. Clay County is the away team tonight, and they're dressed in white jerseys with black numerals trimmed in gold. They have on black pants, also wear black helmets with a large purple C on the side. We're very excited here on the Horizon Sports Network for this first round TWSAA playoff football game, and we hope you're excited at home, and more than that, we hope the Bulldogs are excited as we're about to get this thing kicked off.
We are, Daniel, and we talked about it in the pregame show, and we'll talk about it right now. There's no other way to be right now than excited, than hyped up. I think the Dogs are. Whitwell's got a good home crowd here making some noise. We've got a pretty good contingency that traveled this two-hour trip south down here.
We certainly do. Going to share a little bit of playoff history with you here from both squads. Clay County, this is our 20th appearance in the TWSAA playoffs. We have an 8-19 record. It is our second appearance in 4 years. Our last appearance was in 2014, where we lost to South Pittsburgh 36-34 in the first round. Whitwell's playoff history, this is their 14th appearance all time. They're 7-13 in the postseason. They have 4 consecutive playoff berths, however, and this is the 3rd consecutive year that they're hosting a playoff game here at home. Last year, they won in the first round against Summertown, 23-8, and then they lost in the second round, 13-20, to Columbia Academy. So that kind of sets the stage here for this big game. Winner's going to go on to the second round, and the loser's going to go home.
You know, we saw those seniors run out between the cheerleaders right there carrying the Bulldog colors, the Bulldog flag, and the American flag. You see them jumping on the sidelines. I think they're ready, Daniel.
Special team action picks to get this game started as Whit will be kicking off. They're going to be kicking off right to left from our vantage point here in the press box at Tiger Field. Clay County is going to be receiving the football, and it is Jared Markham, number 24, the junior, a dangerous return man who's deep to receive for the Dogs. Whitwell special teams, that's a little bit of a tie to Tennessee history here. Austin Nunley, senior, their place kicker, he's personally trained by James Wilhoit, former UT Vol. And he does Nunley senior kicks. Markham's going to field it at the 5-yard line, and he comes forward. He's at the 20. Crosses the 20, gets up to around the 25-yard line where he'll be met by a host of Tigers and taken down. Clay County going to take over their own 24-yard line to begin the first drive of this game.
Here we go, Daniel, the first snap of the playoffs for Clay County. We're back, we're relevant, and we're ready to go. I want to see Markham touch it again here on the first play.
Offensive starters for the Dogs we'll bring to you after this first play on first down. Joseph Short, the center, grabs the ball. Ashok, the sophomore quarterback, under center. Double wing set. Jacoby in motion from right to left. Ball is faked to Ogletree and pitched to Jacoby. Ball's on the ground, and it is recovered by Whitmer. We tried to run veer option to the left side. That football went on the ground, and already Whitmer has a turnover. That Whitwell defense, very, very good. Going to bring some stats to you on them as we go through this night. So Whitmer takes over. Already on the second play of the game, they're going to have the ball at their own the Bulldogs' 15-yard line. Very short field for Whitwell.
Tough break. Kind of sloppy out here. Been raining off and on all day. The fog's kind of settled in. Just a box play on the first one. That's not what we needed. Maxfield and this defense is going to have to bow up.
Whitwell offense has scored a lot of points in these last two contests. 69-62 in their last two games. They averaged 41 points a game. Only 2 turnovers this season through 10 games for the Whitwell Tigers. 1 interception, 1 lost fumble. They average about 357 yards of offense a game. We've been told it is the highest scoring offense in Whitwell's history.
Daniel, what about that play there? With a little counter option,
veer option to the left
side. Did you catch a better glimpse of that?
I didn't see exactly what happened. Well, it was between Ashok and Markham. I'm not sure, really.
He put it in Ogletree's belly, pulled the football, went to pitch to Jacoby. Ball went on the ground. Tigers recovered. Trying to run 13 or 15 beer to that left side. And folks, there is trouble with the scoreboard here.
No. It's guys there. They're trying to run the drones off the field. There's two drones hovering over the field, I guess, filming.
Okay.
And the officials are trying to get them off the... But I know that happened last week, and there wasn't any problem with it.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Daniel, this is probably a different officiating crew from this area. They usually bring them in from maybe West Tennessee or something like that. So they may not have seen this drone action. We saw it at home, like you said, Coach, from Gordonsville. So we'll have to see what they're going to do here.
Currently, we see the head umpire on the field meeting with the two head coaches about these drones flying over the field. While they're doing that, let's go ahead and bring the defensive starters to you real quick here for the Dogs. Last week, the Dogs lined up in a 5-3-3 defense. We expect that same thing tonight. At nose guard should be Dalton Goad, defensive tackle Zach Strong and Eli Watson, defensive ends Will Ogletree and James Short, at linebackers Hayden Cherry, John Copeland, and our leader Dylan Maxfield. At defensive backs, B.J. Emerton and Jared Markham, and the lone safety will be Seth Ogletree. This has been the State Farm starting defensive lineup, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more.
You know, this is a pretty good break right here for Clay County. Whitwell had the momentum, you know, when they picked up the fumble there, just a little stop in the action may help the Dogs.
Here we are. Tigers getting ready to snap this first play of the game as the official blows it back in. Quarterback's going to be under center, out backfield behind him, tight end left, wide out to either side. They look to pass, ball's thrown to the end zone, and it's going to be defended well by Markham, and it falls incomplete. Nice job by Jared Markham on the play.
Ironic they go to there here, Daniel. We were talking about it on the way down here. They only have about 700 yards of total passing all season long. They don't throw it much.
First and 10 there, four down territory. Go for the quick strike to try to put an early nail in the coffin. The quarterback, the senior Dawson Holloway, 6 foot tall, 175 pounds. He's 8-15 on the year for 244. Tigers have used two quarterbacks at different times. Holloway in the shotgun, three wideouts to the left, one to the right. Ball snap. Holloway fakes, runs up the middle. No, it's given off to the running back. He's down left side, and he's going to walk into the end zone for a Tiger touchdown. So very early in this game, is 11-minute-22-second mark. Whitwell is up with that 15-yard touchdown run. They lead 6-0 here.
I think that was Condra, the leading rusher on the team, best I remember, Daniel. Just a quick pitch to the outside. We kind of strung it out, had some guys in position, but he cut it up and took it to the end zone.
Tigers sitting out to kick the PAT, and the Dogs jump off sides. Not a huge penalty there. It's half distance to go. It'll move the ball forward a yard and a half from where it sits at the 3-yard line. As we mentioned, Austin Nunley Sr., the kicker for the Tigers. And now, after that penalty is going to be assessed, and it sets at the 1.5-yard line, the Tigers change their mind, and they'll go for two rather than for the PAT.
That was the senior, Trace Condra. He's got 100 carries on the season for almost 1,000 yards, 912, looking to go over the century or 1,000-yard mark tonight against the Dogs.
Two-point play coming. Shotgun set here for the Wildcats, that actually for the Tigers. Ball's taken. It's right up the middle by Hudson. A fine running back, and he gets in as he went off the right side of the Whipple Tiger offensive line, and he gets into the end zone. So with 11 minutes and 22 seconds left here in the first quarter of play, your score is Whipple 8, Clay County 0 on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We've returned here to Whipple, Tennessee. where the Tigers lead Clay County by a score of 8-9 with still over 11 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. Clay County put the ball on the ground on their first play from scrimmage, and the Tigers recovered and quickly turned it into points. Tigers kick off again this time. The ball hits around the 3 and bounces into the end zone for a touchback. Clay County will be taking over at their own 20.
You know, we heard Coach Bates talk about he recognized some things and had some wrinkles he was going to throw at Whitwell tonight. I think that's the first time we've seen that option play this year. Kind of tough to do here with young players for the first time in this kind of atmosphere against that defense.
This Whitwell defense only allows 5 points a game. As you mentioned, that's the fewest in single A. First and 10 for the Dogs. Ball sits at their own 20-yard line. Ashok under center. Toss sweep to Jacoby to the left side. He turns the corner. Picks up 1 to 2 yards. The Tigers only allow 3 yards on average per rush this season. We'll have to see where the ball spotted and how much Jacoby gained on that play. While we're doing that, we'll bring the offensive starters to you. Offensive line, left or right, Zach Strong, Eli Watson, Joseph Short, Alex Holmes, and Dylan Maxfield. Tight end, Hayden Cherry. Receiver, B.J. Emerton. Fullback, Will Ogletree. Running backs, Jared Markham and Matt Jacoby. Also, Seth Ogletree and Clark Donaldson rotate. Quarterback, Jake Ashok. Now, the starting lineup's brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Ball snap now on 2nd and 6. It was a pickup of 4 for Jacoby on the 1st and 10. It's handed off to Ogletree, but he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss on the play on 2nd and 6 to set up 3rd. And we'll call it 7. Loss of 1, it looked like there for Will Ogletree as he got his first carry of the game. 3rd and 7, Clay County. Ball sets at their own 23-yard line. Ashok's going to be under center on 3rd and 7. Double wing sets, given off to Mark, and he tests the middle, and nothing to be had. He's hit by that Tiger defense and dropped for little to no gain.
You can see how impressive they are on that side of the ball already, Daniel. I mean, going nowhere. Those linebackers and in front 5 of the Whitwell Tigers are very impressive.
9:50 and ticking on the clock, and Clay County set to punt for the first time tonight. It's 4th and 8. Ball sits at their own 22. Jolin will be the punter. He awaits the long snap. Catches it. Fumbles the football. He does get the kickoff, though. It's going to hit at the Bulldog 40, where it bounces straight up there and will be downed by number 23, Dakota McGee, the junior special team player. Whitwell will take over at the Clay County 40 here to start their second possession of this game.
Couldn't have gone any worse so far for the Dogs. I mean, we have a turnover on our first possession, basically spot them a touchdown. They go up 8-0. Then we go 3 and out and then don't get a punt to change the field position. The Dogs have got to do something right here. We don't need this to be a 2-score ball game this early.
Holloway in the shotgun. 3 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left. Running back at his left hip. Ball snapped. It's faked to Condra. It's thrown downfield and caught. That's by Tanner Stewart, the receiver on the play. Play originated at the Bulldog 40, and it's been moved down now. 15-yard pickup to the Bulldog 25-yard line. Tigers going to the air and looking efficient as they do it.
Whoop. Just a simple poster out there, a quick slant more or less. Got it on him quick, and the receiver did the rest.
9:20 on the clock. Holloway in the gun. 3 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left. Clay County jumps off sides. 5-yard penalty will be assessed against Clay County.
We've got to get control here, Daniel. I mean, we're kind of blowing up. We talked about it, keeping our
against
composure.
Against the Tigers. Actually, against the Tigers.
Okay.
But you're still right.
Even though the penalty changed to against the other team, we've got to just calm down, gain our composure, and see if we can stop and hold them to at least a field goal here, because we do know they have a kicker.
1st and 15 now. Ball sets to the Bulldog 30. Tigers lead 8-9. 9:02 in the first quarter left to play. Holloway in the gun, 2 wideouts right, 1 to the left, 2 backs. Fake up the middle. Holloway keeps the ball himself. He'll be tackled on the play by Dylan Maxfield. That puts him at 130 tackles now on the season. Maxfield had 120. That puts 121. He had 120 coming into tonight and 263 in his career. He sits 2nd all time on our career tackle list behind leader Kenny Garrett, who has 299. dealing about 30 short or so of Garrett. As a pickup of one, second 14 now, ball set to the Bulldog 29. Holloway in the gun, three wide outs left, one to the right. Ball snapped. It's given off to a running back. That's Condra. He'll be hit, but he shakes that tackle and gets close to first down yardage as he's going to be brought down at the Bulldog 12-yard line to set up third and about two. 8 minutes left here in the first quarter. Tigers lead 8-0 and are looking to extend that lead.
Third and short here, Daniel. We know it's four down territory, but we can't give up the big play right here. Condra in the backfield again here.
Third and two from the Dog 12. Condra, or not Condra, but Holloway, the quarterback under center. Toss sweep to the right. This is the Condra. He's going to break free of the defense, and we'll go into the end zone for the Tiger touchdown. And already here in this first round, two to bust the way playoff game, the Dogs trail 14-9 with 7:31 left in the first quarter of play.
All about field position, Daniel. We gave them a short field two times in a row, and with this running attack, this physical downhill running attack of Condra, Trace Condra, you're not going to keep him out of the end zone when you give it to him inside the red zone or just out.
Nunley Sr. for the PAT, and it is good. So, with 7 minutes and 31 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play, the Wetville Tigers lead the Clay County Bulldogs by a score of 15-9.
Back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Key insert number C-0026.
We return here to Whitwell High School, where Clay County set to receive yet another kickoff, the third already of this game. They received opening kickoff, fumbled on their first play. Whitwell quickly turned it into points. After a Bulldog three and out, again, Whitwell scores. So they do lead 15-9 over the Dogs. Markham is deep to receive once again. Nunley Sr. approaches. He boots the football. A fine kicker. It's going to be taken by Markham. No, Markham lets it go. It hits around the 1 yard line and bounces into the end zone for a touchback. Once again, Clay County will start at their own 20 and must travel 80 yards if they want points here in this game.
You know, right before the contest, before we start the pregame show, we were standing down here and we saw all these guys in red. And come to find out, it was Trace Condra's grandfather down there when we were talking. He was talking about how good his grandson was, and he sure proved that so far.
He certainly has. Clay County now, first and 10 from their own 20. Ashok's going to be under center, double wing set. Emerton split wide to the left. Ball snapped. Ashok hooking the pass. First attempt on the night. Falls incomplete. He was targeting number 9, Hayden Cherry. Second and 10, Clay County.
As that play action waggled to the far sideline, had Cherry just kind of rushed it, didn't get his shoulders around on that left-hand side. The ball sailed on him a little bit, didn't give Cherry a chance on that one.
Be nice to see the Dogs settle in, get a first down here, chew a little clock, keep the football away from Whipple, or you get the feeling that they're quickly going to go down a third score. Second and 10, ball sets at the Dog 20, Ashok's going to be under center, Emerson split wide to the left. Double wing set, actually two tight set, maybe in an eye backfield. We had the football off to fullback Will Ogletree, but he's met at the line of scrimmage, and he will gain no yardage on the play. That may have been an eye backfield out of the Dogs. Kind of missed that. I'm used to seeing the double wing set. Perhaps we'll see if they come back out in that again. 7 minutes now remain in the first quarter.
How's the senior Seth Ogletree on that carry, Daniel?
Seth Ogletree on the carry. That definitely was a different look for Clay County. As you mentioned, Coach Bates said he had a few wrinkles coming into this game. Perhaps that was one of them. We'll call it a pickup of one. Third and 9 now. Ball sets at the Dog 21. Ashok under center. Ball fake to Clark Donaldson. Ashok hooks the pass again. Rolling to his left. He's going to be hit and sacked by that Tiger defense. Ball now spotted at the Bulldog 18-yard line, loss of 3 on the scramble by Ashrock. Fourth down again for the Dogs. Punt team comes onto the field.
Slow developing play there. They were trying to hit Emerton on the far sideline, kind of on an out route. Just too much pressure from this Tiger defense.
Jalen awaits the long snap. Calls for the ball. It's a fake. Clay County fakes. It's Markham. He's at the 25-30, 35-40, 45. He's out the 50. Fakes a man. He goes out of bounds all the way in Tiger territory at the 45-yard line. So Jared Markham, the saving grace for Clay County, is head coach Matt Bates makes a gutsy call deep in his own territory, and it pays off. Clay County now a fresh set of downs after the fine Markham run. We've seen that play earlier this year, but never executed better than it was right then. First down, Clay County. 5:52 left here in the first quarter. The Dogs trail 15-9. Ball set to the Tiger 45. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Ball's faked to Markham, and we're looking to pass again. Ashlock under duress, and he will be sacked. Second sack in three plays here for the Dogs as the Dogs move backward and are spotted now at the Tiger 47-yard line. Loss of two on the play. Second and 12 here at Whipple High School. Coach Bates sending in the play. A fine play caller, lots of experience there. But this is definitely the toughest defense we've faced all year. Ball set to the Tiger 47, Ashlock under center, second 12. It's handed off to Markham. He's hit the backfield and dropped for a loss of three. Ball spotted now on the 50-yard line. A few stats on this Whipple defense for you folks. They've held opponents to no points in the fourth quarter of play. They've only allowed 25 points in the entire first two quarters of this season through 10 games. They've allowed three yards rushing per play, have held opponents to 300 yards passing. They have a plus 23 turnover margin. Third and 14 now, ball set to the 50. Actually, third and 15. Ashlock hooking a pass. He throws downfield for Emerson. It's caught. It's at the 20 and all the 30, and he's down to the 25. Well, he'll be taken down for another Bulldog first down. Fine play by Ashlock and Emerson. 4 minutes and 31 seconds remain.
Ashlock had a little time that time. The play action off of that play, stood tall in the pocket, laid a beautiful post route to Emerson. Just a beautiful play. Just what the Dogs need to get rolling here.
25-yard pickup on that play for B.J. Emerton. He's established himself as a fine receiver for the Dogs. First and 10, Ashlock under center, double wing set. Ball's given off to Jacoby. He will get nothing as the Tiger defense meets him at the line of scrimmage and drives him back. Ball now spotted at the Tiger 26. We'll call it a loss of one on the play for Jacoby. Dogs are moving this football, though, and chewing time. 4 minutes now remaining in the first quarter. However, the Dogs trail 15-0 here at Whipple. Ball sets at the Tiger 26. Offensive line approaches. Ashlock's going to be under center. Double wing set. Markham's in motion. We're looking to pass again. Ashlock's under pressure at the screen. He gets it off to Markham. Markham catches it. He turns upfield. He has the first and more where he's going to be hit and taken down at around the Tiger 12-yard line. A fine play by Markham. Ashlock executing the screen pass to perfection.
That may have been the first time we've seen that this year, Daniel. He did do a nice job, drew that defense to him, flipped it out to Markham. Markham did the rest. I love seeing him with that ball in his hands on the outside.
Ball does set, unless I'm sadly mistaken, at the Tiger 12-yard line where we have the ball first and 10. Ashok's going to be under center on the play. Ogletree in motion, front left. Ball snap, getting up to Will Ogletree. He goes up the middle, and he does get some yardage before he's brought down. He moves the ball up to the Tiger 10. Pickup of two on the play, maybe with three, we'll call it, by looking at the down and distance markers over there. Second and 7 for Clay County. 3:05 left in the first quarter as the clock ticks. Ball does set at the Tiger 10-yard line. Pickup of three that time on the play for Will Ogletree. Ashlock's going to be under center. Ball snapped. He fakes. He's looking to pass again. He's under pressure and will be sacked. Another big sack for the Tigers on that play. It was Hudson Petty, the junior. He has over 80 tackles on the season, and he picked up another right then. Ball now sets is the Tiger 15-yard line. Third and around 14 to go for the Dogs.
You know, it's been feast or famine. We either get a big play out of Ashlock in the backfield, throwing the ball, or we get that penetration gets us and we get a loss. We've got to move forward here. Take advantage of this good field position, Daniel.
Clay County approaches the line. Third and 14. Ball rests at the Tigers 16, we'll call it. Ashlock under center. Emerson split wide to the right. Timeout taken on the field by Clay County. As they take time, we'll take time here on the Horizon Sports Network.
On a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go.
And here we are back at Whipple High School. There's 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and Clay County has the football here at the Tiger 16, threatening to score, but it's third and 14. Ashlock in the gun, gets the ball snapped to him, and it's caught by Clark Donaldson all the way down inside the 5-yard line, and it's a touchdown. So touchdown, Clark Donaldson. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Here in this TWSWA first-round playoff game. And after an early 15-0 lead for the Whipple Tigers, Clay County draws within a score again. It's currently 15-6.
Just what the Dogs need right there, Daniel. You asked about that short passing game earlier on. That was it right there. Donaldson just went straight up the field, set it down on a hitch route. Ashlock hit him quick. He stuck the ball across the stripe as he went in. Touchdown, Clay County. Here we come.
Here we go. PAT attempt by junior Gabe Hansen. Seth Mackey, the senior, to hold. Waiting on the snap. Snap, set, kick, and it is no good. 15-6 here at Vernon Holtkamp Field in Whipple, Tennessee. A minute 53 left in the first quarter play, and the Dogs trail 15-6.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi Hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign it today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
My mobile.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County now trails 6-15. After that, Jake Ashock to Clark Donaldson. Touchdown pass. Gabe Hansen with onside kick. However, it's recovered by the Tigers. Nice attempt by Coach Bates on special teams to create an opportunity, but not to be so. Tigers take over first and 10 at their own 46.
Talking about special teams, what about that pump fake? That's what got that whole drive started. Coach Bates pulling one out of his bag of tricks. Markham takes it 37 yards for the first down. Then Ashlock finds Emerson for 25 more. Markham on the screen play for 24. And then Donaldson to cap it off from 15 yards out. The Dogs are on the board.
Tigers first and 10 from their own 46. All the way in the gun. Three wide outs, right, one to the left. Running back on his left hip, ball's on the ground, and he's going to be sacked by the freshman, Dalton Gold, amongst others, including Dylan Maxfield. And that was not Holloway on that play. That was the other quarterback, Junior Warner Ashworth, who's actually played the most for the Tigers this year. More importantly, regardless of who that quarterback was, it's a loss of one and a fine sack for the freshman here in his biggest game yet.
They're playing quick, Daniel. Here they come to the line. I look to the sideline. Let's talk about Gold a little bit. Young man, how old is he? 14, 15 years old?
14, 15, yeah. Here's ball snap, second 10, quick screen to the right. It's Collin, heads up field, very fast receiver. He's not going to be tackled. This is going to be a touchdown from the Tiger 45. Tigers score on a quick screen from 55 out. However, as the running back, the receiver rather, crossed the goal line, flags were thrown on the field. That was number 31, Hudson Petty, the junior wideout for the Tigers. I think maybe a block in the back, though. This may come back.
Boy, I hope so, because Petty really showed his speed on that one, Daniel. Nobody out there. Got it out there quick. I think the Dogs were asleep a little bit. And then we missed about four tackles down there, about 20 yards down the field.
Definitely poor tackling by the Bulldogs secondary on that play. However, it is coming back. Either a hold or a block in the back or something early on in that play, because already the officials are back at the Bulldog 45. Holding is the call. I think the infraction occurred at the Bulldog 46-yard line, so that's going to back the thing up to the Tiger 44, if my math is correct.
Talk about dodging a bullet there, Daniel. I mean, here we are. We finally get something going, put one on the board, get a little momentum, and then they take one to the house like that. What a break for Clay County on that penalty.
Oh, they're stepping off from the line of scrimmage. They're going back further than I thought, ladies and gentlemen. This ball now being spotted at the Whitwell Tiger 29-yard line, way back. So second and 25, it appears to me. I think maybe we saw a holding call and a personal foul.
I think there was a flag at the goal line as the runner was crossing there, and I don't know what that one was. That's probably a personal foul.
Ball sets at the Tiger 29-yard line. 1 minute and 1 second remains. Clay County Trail 6-15. Holloway in the gun, ball snapped, it's faked off to Wingo, and now quarterback rolls to the right side, looks to scramble, he's under pressure, he's going to be hit, and hit hard, by number 61, James Short, driven out of bounds for little to no gain on the play. That quarterback, once again, is Warner Ashworth. Holloway no longer in for the Tigers.
I think that's three Tigers we've seen take snaps tonight. We saw Hudson.
Hudson, now the
Wildcat,
the Tiger set, you might say.
And the two quarterbacks.
Ball now spotted at the Tiger 32-yard line. Pick up a three on the play. 23 seconds remain here in the first quarter, and it's still third and plus 20. Shotgun set for the Tigers. Three wide outs right, one to the left. Running back sets on the quarterback's left hip. Ball snap. It's a little reverse play underneath, and no part of that is being had by the Clay County defense. Hudson taking a little shovel pass underneath, trying to turn it into something positive, and Dylan Maxfield and company would have no part of it. Fourth down for the Tigers, and that was the last play of this first quarter. Whitwell does lead 15-6 here, but you got a feeling that the Dogs are building up a little momentum here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
You know, that all started there, Daniel, with that fake punt like we talked about. It's amazing what a little momentum can do for this Bulldog team. It got this defense turned around, and they bowed up on this last Whitwell drive.
Certainly so. Now they're looking to make the Tigers punt here on fourth and long, hopefully on the first play of the second quarter. They do trail 6-15, a deficit of 9 points, so it is a two-possession game for the Dogs. Tiger punting squad is on the field. The ball rests at the Tiger 33-yard line. It is fourth and a bunch still for Whitwell. I've been calling number 31 the back for the Webble Tigers by the last name of Hudson. That's his first name. Petty's his last name. Hudson Petty. Fine back for the Tigers. Hopefully we won't have to call his name a whole lot more tonight on any other big plays. Whitwell to punt. Just beginning second quarter action. Ball snapped. We have a good pressure.
Oh,
he's going to be brought down. It's the Bulldogs get to the punter and take him down at the Bulldog Tiger 20-yard line where Clay County's going to take over with great field position. Ladies and gentlemen, who was it?
Clark Donaldson coming in there, had the block. The punter got nervous and just pulled it down. And then Cherry and others converged on it. Another big momentum play for Clay County.
A huge play. Clay County's going to take over at the Tiger 24, their best starting field position of the night. Very big opportunity here for Clay County. They squandered some opportunities last week against Gordonsville. Hopefully that won't be the case here tonight. 11 minutes and 54 seconds. Clay County's in the gun. No backs. Three wide right, two wide left. Ball's thrown. It is intercepted by the Tigers. It was a good pass by Jake Ashlock. It went in and out of the hands of Hayden Cherry, and it hung in there just long enough for a Whipple Tiger who made a diving effort to get underneath it and intercept that football.
Tough one right there, Daniel. Not much you can do on that. Like you said, Ashlock made a good throw right through his hands. It is kind of wet out here tonight. Again, we've been sprinkling the rain all day long. I got a little fog out here, so not the greatest conditions for ball security. Again, a tough break for Clay County.
Whitwell now takes over, first and 10. Ball sets at their own 18. They're 82 yards away from the end zone. Hallway back in at quarterback. He's in the gun. Gets the football. Gives up to Wingo, who's going around the left side. He turns the corner. Gets the first down and more. He's brought down now finally. And out of bounds is a Tiger 36-yard line. First down, Whitwell.
We saw him do it last week. I think it was Will Overtree making a touchdown saving tackle. He had a big night last week. That's the first time we called his name tonight on defense.
Clay County trails 6-15 here at Whitwell in the second quarter of play. Ball snapped. Flag flies on the field. Wing goes around the right side. He has the corner. He's to the 45, 50, 45, down to the 40 where he's brought down. However, flags flew early on the field, and I think it's against the Whitwell Tigers.
Another big run. You can see the good rushing attack that this Tiger team has. That's about three different ball carriers we've seen break one.
Penalty was against Clay County. It has been declined. Not sure what that infraction was, so the big play from running back.
I think they had 12 men on the field. They were running off. Yeah.
Still couldn't stop Wingo. The junior came into this game with 415 yards on the ground and four touchdowns. Tigers now have it at the Bulldogs 39-yard line where they have it first and 10. Holloway in the gun, three wideouts left, one to the right. Ball snapped, it's given off to Condra. No, it's faked and kept by quarterback Holloway. He does an excellent job with that read option. Ball is advanced to the 32-yard line at the Bulldog end of the field. Tigers are driving left to right. Holloway is not the quarterback. They still go with Warner Ashworth. Their numbers look very similar on those jerseys. Second short, ball snapped. Ashworth has the ball, goes up the middle, and he'll be tackled, but only after he picks up first down yardage. Ball sets now at the Bulldog 28-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers, and they're driving. 10 minutes and 53 seconds are remaining here in the second quarter play. Whitwell does lead 15-6.
First time tonight we've seen that quarterback pull the ball and take it straight up the middle. We have trouble with that all year long. If you'll remember the East Robertson game and Cameron Swift did it two times in a row and had some success here, Daniel.
Ashworth in the gun, three wide right, one wide left. Ashworth looks to pass. He unloads, looking deep. He has a man. It's going to be caught for a touchdown in the end zone. Well defended by B.J. Emerson. However, it was near a perfect pass and reception for the Tigers. So they now go up 21-6 over the Dogs with 10 minutes and 29 seconds remaining here in the second quarter.
You know, Emerson had good coverage on that play. Just a simple go route down the far sideline. I just didn't get his head around to play that ball. He was in position for the interception, just threw his hands up, never turned around and saw that one.
Nunley Senior on for the PAT. Snap. It's no good. The holder gets up, rolls to the right from the bad snap, goes for the two-point conversion, and it is good. So two-point conversion off the botched long snap is successful for the Tigers. So they now go up 23-6 over Clay County. 10 minutes and 29 seconds remain here in the first half of play on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We've returned here to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. We're down here in Whipple, Tennessee for the first round of the TWS The Way playoffs, and currently the Bulldogs trail 6-23 to the Whipple Tigers. 10.5 minutes are left here in the first half of play, and Clay County is set to receive. Nunley Senior, a good place kicker, has put it in the end zone on the prior attempts. We'll see what happens this time. Markham gets a chance. He fields it around the 2-yard line and heads forward. Good blocking for Markham on the play. He gets close to the 20. But he's taken down, and actually a little bit of forward progress, it appears, is taken away on the spot. I think it's going to be at the Dogs on 15. We'll have to determine that. Ball now being spotted. We're going to call it the Bulldog 15-yard line where this drive will start.
You know, we got down 2 scores, and we responded, Daniel, and cut it to 1 score, 15-6, right before the end of the first quarter. We've got to do that again here. I like the way Clay County answered the bell earlier. Let's see if they can do it here.
As you like under center, double wing set, Emerton split wide to the left. Markman motion left to right. He gets the football, tests the right side of the of his offensive line, and that stout Whipple defense is there to attack and tackle him. However, he does pick up yardage on the play. It looks like we'll call it 3 to set up 2nd and 7 for the Dogs. Possible passing down here for Clay County. We'll have to see. 9 minutes and 50 seconds remain. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Motion from right to left. Ball's given out to the back. It's senior Seth Ogletree. He's taken down around the 20-yard line. It will be spotted now at the Bulldog 20. So he picks up around 2 on the carry to set up 3rd and 5 for Clay County.
You know, Seth Ogletree had one man the beat right there on the corner. Just a nice tackle by that Tiger defender to save a big game.
3rd and a long 5, short 6 for Clay County here. Ball sets at the Bulldog 21-yard line. Ashok under center, Emerton split wide to the right. Little reverse action in the backfield. Donaldson gets the handoff. He gets some positive yardage on the play. Moves up to around the 25 where it's going to set up 3rd, 4th, and very short for Clay County. Got very near the first down there. 4th and 1 for Clay County as the ball rests at the Bulldog 25-yard line. Clay County's going to go for it here. First round of the playoffs. Down 23-6, 8:45 left in the second quarter. Coach Dice going for it, knows if his team falls behind another possession, that look will be grim. Ashok under center, 4th and 1, double wing set, quarterback sneak. There is some forward progress here, and I think this spot's going to have a first down. Clay County, is it's going to be spotted at the Bulldog 27, and yes, a first down on 4th and short for Clay County. Safe play call by Coach Bates, and it pays off with a Bulldog first down.
You know, we saw we came up empty on a couple of 3rd and short and 4th and short calls in the Gordonsville game. Nice to see Coach Bates go with that quarterback sneak and use Ashlock's size to pick up that first down and keep this drive alive.
Ball at the dog, 27, first and 10. Ashok under center, double wing set. Emerton split wide to the right. Markham in motion left, right. Ashok hooks to pass. Targets Emerton. Ball's called on the 5-yard out. He breaks the tackle. He's up the sideline. 45-50. 45, well, he'll be taken down. Clay Kennedy flips the field, and B.J. Emerton shows his fine athleticism here for Clay County already a couple times tonight.
Just, again, a simple stop route, maybe a little out route, but Emerton didn't take it to the sideline. Ashlock threw the bullet right in the breadbasket of Emerton, and Emerton turned it upfield and picked up a nice game. We're into Whitwell territory and moving, Daniel.
Ball sets at the Tiger 46-yard line, where Ashlock will go under center in a double wing set. Will overthrew the fullback behind. Ashlock hooks to pass, targets Emerton, same play, 5-yard out, and it is caught inbounds. When then he's driven out of bounds. Pick up of 6 on the play for Ashlock and Emerton. As we, Clay County runs the same play 2 consecutive times and is successful in both attempts. Sets up 2nd and 5. Ball now rests at the Tiger 41. 7:46 left here in the first quarter of play. Next time we have a timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network, we'll try to go to a budget pest control scoreboard update from Coach Edwards. So far, we've not had a lot of breaks in the action. Clay County now gets out of the double wing set. They go to an empty set, 2 wide right, 3 wide left on 2nd and 5. Ashlock in the gun, receives the snap. He is looking to pass. Ball's thrown, and it's going to be incomplete as he was targeting Seth Ogletree. Pretty nice pass by Jake Ashlock into some tight coverage, but Seth could not hang on. Clock will stop on that incomplete pass. 7 minutes and 40 seconds remain in the first half, and Clay County does trail 6-23.
You know, besides the mistake, actually it wasn't a mistake. It was a carom, the wet football going through the receiver's hands for the interception. Ashlock's having a nice night tonight. He's 5 for 8 and approaching 100 yards.
We have a timeout taken on the field. We're going to stay with you here, as we mentioned, and go ahead and do a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, scores of interest, guys. Got a lot of them here coming in early. York 14, Signal Mountain 0 in first quarter. Cookeville 7, Rossview tied up at 7 in first quarter. Livingston Academy 7, Nolansville 7, first quarter. Macon County 7, Spring Hill 0 in the second quarter. South Pittsburgh 21, Monterey 0 in the first quarter. Chattanooga Tyner 35, Jackson County 7 in the second quarter. Gordonsville 21, Lookout Valley 0, first quarter. Trousdale County 21, Bledsoe County 0 in the second quarter. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Control de Plagas, como Radomas.
3rd and 5 here for Clay County. 7:40 remains. Coming out of the timeout, let's see what Coach Bates has cooked up. The Dogs go back to the double wing set. Ashlock's under center. Ball does set at the Bulldog 41. Ball's given off to Magic Kobe. He'll be met in the backfield, driven backwards by that stiff Whitwell Tiger defense. Hate to brag too much on our opposition, ladies and gentlemen, but this is the finest defense we have seen this far in the season.
There's no doubt, and basically 0 rushing yards tonight for Clay County, except for that Markham fake punt,
right,
which counts as ground yards.
No loss on the play, so it's 4th. And to me, it looks like 4th and about 4.5. I think if we could drop the Tigers offside, it would grant us a first down. Ball does set at the Tiger 41-yard line. We go back to an empty backfield. 3 wide to the right, 2 wide left. Ashlock in the gun, gets the snap, hooks the pass. Ball's thrown, he has a man, but it falls incomplete. Safe pass by Jake. He just overthrew his man a little bit. So turnover on downs for Clay County after some excitement and continuity on that drive. We chewed some time. However, Whitwell takes back over with 6 minutes and 50 seconds here before halftime.
Just an all-go on that 3-receiver side, Daniel. They're all lined up, running right down the field, I guess trying to split that deep safety. Markham was the inside guy on that seam. Looked like Ashlock was targeting him, just overthrew the ball.
Well, you'd like to see one of those guys maybe do a cut off underneath, maybe run an out route once they get everybody pushed off, but not to be so on that particular play. Whitwell does take over, 1st and 10. Ball sets at the Tiger 41-yard line. Quarterback goes under center. That's Hallway. They run a wide receiver. Toss sweep to the right. And there's room. That's Hudson Petty. He's in the 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, Touchdown, Hudson Petty. The Tigers just as potent on offense as on defense, and they have scored again in this game. They currently lead 29-6 at the 6:37 mark.
You know, we were talking about Petty when we were getting ready to call this game before the pregame. Actually, we saw him out here on the field. A good-looking kid, just an impressive athlete, 6'1", 185. He's a junior. And right then, he showed the speed.
Kind of a utility man. I think they use him as a running back and as a wide receiver. And also, as we mentioned, he's thrown a couple touchdown passes this year, lining up out of the Tiger set for Whipple. Flags fly on the field on the PAT attempt. Not sure what's going on here. Infraction against Clay County, and just as they did before, as the balls moved forward from the 3 to the 1.5 yard line, the Tigers decided to go for the 2-point conversion rather than the PAT.
You have to go back to that fourth down call, Daniel, right there. I mean, we have a chance. You know, I talked about we needed to respond to keep it a one-score game. Fourth on our 41 in Whipple territory, 4th and 5. Just didn't give us a chance there with that all-go route.
2-point conversion attempt coming now for Whipple. Quarterback's in the gun. It's the Tiger set. It's Hudson Petty. He goes right. No, that's actually Wingo. Wingo in the Tiger set. Josh Wingo, the junior owner, running back, walks in for the 2-point conversion. Your score now, Whipple 31, Clay County 6, with 6:37 left in the second quarter.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to TWSWA playoff football on the Horizon Sports Network. And Clay County trails 6-31 to the Whipple Tigers. We knew coming into this game, Thomas, that Whipple, depending on what poll you were looking at, was ranked 2nd, 3rd, 4th in the state of Tennessee. Their only loss to the 10-0 South Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Whipple Tigers showing here tonight that they are worthy of that high status.
They are, Daniel. I mean, they're explosive. They're not only athletic and run the ball, but they've got that big playability, too.
Markham receives the kickoff, heads upfield. He's at the 20-yard line, now the 25. He's up to the 30, crosses in. He'll be taken down. Pretty good return for Jared on the play. Ball spotted at the Bulldog 31-yard line, where Clay County will take over for another second quarter possession.
Again, you got to go back to that drive there right after they make it 23-6. We had a chance. We get a pick up a big fourth down on an Ashlock sneak. Another first down, a big pass play to Emerson, and then hit him on the short out route. We're sitting there at 2nd and 5, hit an incompletion, go nowhere but Jacoby up the middle, and then throw that long bomb on 4th down, and the Tigers make us pay on the ensuing possession. One play later, they're in the end zone, 31-6, Whipple.
Ashlock in the gun, ball sits at the Bulldog 31, 3 wide right, 2 wide left. Ashlock hooks the pass, ball's thrown, targeting Hayden Cherry, ball falls incomplete. Flag is thrown on the field. Pass interference on the Tigers, perhaps. We will have to wait and see. Officials doing a good crew so far here tonight. Waiting to get this thing sorted out. Coach Edwards, you were showing something on your phone a minute ago. Former Bulldog player Tyreek Key was participating in a contest tonight. Had a real good night, I believe, in basketball.
Indiana State played a exhibition game against Marion University, and Tyreek was named player of the game. So,
pretty impressive.
Clay County pretty proud of him.
Absolutely. Look forward to what he's going to do for the Indiana State Sycamores. I believe you and Coach Matt Walker and your wife, Gina Edwards, traveled up to Purdue University last weekend and watched him play in person. I know he had a good outing that night, and the sky's the limit for Tyreek. But we'll get to basketball soon enough. We're still in football season here in the second quarter of play. Clay County does trail 6-31. Ball sets at the Bulldog 46 after the penalty of pass interference. Timeout's been taken on the field by the Whipple Tigers. We're going to go to Thomas here rather than go to break for the long-distance listener winner from last week, Thomas.
Well, again, this is our contest brought to you by Mitch Massengill at Horse Creek Dock, where we want you to send us an email to info@delhollahorizon.com for a chance to win a Horizon Sports Network T-shirt if you're listening for the from the furthest location from Salina, Tennessee. Last week we had again had several emails, but Darrell Collins, a Clay County alum and former voice of the Bulldogs at home football and basketball games, was listening in Knoxville, Tennessee last Friday night and was our winner, Daniel. Not only do I remember Darrell announcing my name, but he was also one of my coaches in Little League and Babe Ruth. He sure had an impact on sports around here.
Darrell, one of those major contributors in different ways to a lot of folks in Clay County. I've said many times I've never enjoyed listening to anybody better than Darrell Collins over that PA. Not to put any disrespect to current announcer Michael Miller. Darrell had a certain pizzazz, though, that's unparalleled. Clay County now on first and 10. Jake Ashcock takes the shotgun snap. He's going to have a quarterback draw up the middle. He does cross the 50-yard line, and it'll now be spotted in Whipple territory at the Tiger 49. Nice little gain there for Ashcock. Tigers were expecting pass, had dropped a few guys in the coverage, and Ashcock ran the draw. Second, and we'll call it six for Clay County after the pickup of four for Ashcock. Clock does run. 5 minutes and 55 seconds remain. Dogs trail 6-31. Three wide to the right for Ashcock, two to the left. No backs in the backfield. Ball snapped. Ashcock again on the quarterback draw. He gets back up to the 50 where his forward progress will be stopped. Loss of one on that carry for Ashcock. Looked like a four-man rush for the Tigers, and they got to him. Third and a short seven. Long six for Clay County as the ball sets directly on the 50-yard line. The Dogs are driving from right to left from our vantage point. As we mentioned earlier, this is the 20th appearance of Clay County in the TWSAA playoffs. Playoff record for the Dogs heading into the night was 8-19. Third and seven. Short the center has the football. Snaps to Ashcock, three wide left, two to the right. Ashcock hooks pass, nobody's open. He runs. He gets close to first down yardage, and he may have it as he crosses the Tiger 45 up to the Tiger 44 where the ball will be spotted. That down marker is right at the sticks, very close to a first down. Maybe, perhaps, about 18 inches shy, half a yard. The wide head, the eyes down the line. We may have an official measurement here. Yes, they are going to do a measurement on the field.
While they do that, Daniel, we'll go back to our listener contest. Darrell listening, I thought that was quite fitting, and I was tickled that he was our winner last week. It's pretty neat that he's still tuned in and listening to Bulldog Sports, whether it be football, basketball, or whatever. But we hope others will submit their location this week for another shot at that T-shirt, because Collins will no longer be eligible to win again this season. Just send an email, just like I said, to info@delhollahorizon.com. And if we aren't back here ready to call a football game next week, we'll announce that winner at our first broadcast of Bulldog and Lady Bulldog basketball, which will be here before you know it in just a couple weeks on Tuesday night, November the 21st.
Certainly so. First game of the season is Tuesday, November the 14th, the Hall of Fame game against Livingston. But our first broadcast is, as you say, Tuesday, November the 21st against Van Buren County. Looking forward to that one. And it is fourth and short for Clay County. Ball sets at the Tiger 44. 4 minutes and 50 seconds remain here in the first half. Ashcock's going to be back up under center for this fourth and one play. You've got to expect sneak again. Donaldson goes in motion left or right. We were going toss sweep Donaldson on first and one. However, whistles blow and bring the play to a stop before Donaldson can get out of the backfield. Infraction being called against Clay County. Backing us up into fourth and six rather than fourth and one. Clay County hurting themselves here. Ball now sets just shy of the 50-yard line into Tiger territory. We'll call it the 49-and-a-half. In Clay County, changing personnel on the field. We're going from the double wing set back into the no-back set. Ashdock's going to be in the gun. Two wide left. That's Emberton and Cherry. Three wide right. Looks like Burks, Ogletree, and Markham. Ashdock gets the snap, hooks the pass. He's under pressure, throws the football away, incomplete. Turnover on downs. Whipple Tigers take over at the 50-yard line. 4.5 minutes remain here in the first half of play, and Clay County trails 6-31. A deficit of 25 points.
Tough one right there, Daniel. Had a chance, a mental mistake. That's the first penalty of the night for Clay County as far as my recording. I don't know if Coach Edwards has any more.
Well, they had two offsides, defensive offsides on the extra points outside of that.
In the yard zone, those extra points sometimes. But anyway, a huge, crucial penalty on Clay County there.
Tigers take over. Ball's handed off to Wingo. He's already got the first down in Moy. He crosses the 40, and he'll be taken down to the 35-yard line. Picks up a 15 on first and 10 for Josh Wingo, the fine junior running back for the Tigers. Wingo coming into tonight, he carried 56 times for 415 yards on the season for four touchdowns. Also, Wingo, a good wide receiver. He caught nine balls for 186 yards and two scores. A dual threat, much like Markham is for the Bulldogs, is Wingo for the Tigers. Ball sets at the Bulldog 35-yard line. Holloway in at quarterback rather than Ashworth. Holloway the senior. He has played at times for the Tigers this year when Ashworth was not eligible. Ball snap, given off to Wingo. He tests the interior of the defense, and he picks up several on the play. We'll call that five as the ball's now spotted at the Bulldog 30-yard line.
I think that's a senior Seth Mackey getting some time here in maybe a defensive end, Daniel. Good play by Mackey there on that tackle.
Mackey, known for his offensive heroics through the years as quarterback for the Bulldogs, has been used as utility man this year. Glad to help out wherever he can is Mackey. Ball snapped. Holloway throwing downfield looking for the touchdown. It's going to be incomplete. He was targeting number 20. That's senior Tanner Stewart. He's caught three balls for 84 this year. He's a big play threat for the Tigers. However, that ball was incomplete. Ball still sets now. The Bulldog 30, third and four for the Tigers. 3:29 on the clock, which is stopped with that incomplete pass.
The Dogs still trail 31-6 here in this one, Daniel. You know, I think it's a story of missed opportunities. Still, again, just like the Gordons with the game last week, we got the momentum back, made it a one-score game. As we go back through, we put a couple drives together, just couldn't convert on fourth down.
Holloway in the gun, three wide out left, one to the right. Holloway keeps the ball. He runs up a gut on a draw play. He has broken two tackles. Now he'll be brought down all the way down at the Bulldog 11-yard line. Nice pickup on the play. Pickup of 19, I guess that was, for senior quarterback Dawson Holloway for the Whitwell Tigers. First and 10 at 11.
The fog's settling in here, Daniel. It's kind of getting hard to see. You definitely can't see across the field to see that Clay County crowd.
They're over there. We did have several folks make the 110-mile trip to that, but it is getting foggy. Toss sweep to the right now for the Tigers. That's Josh Wingo, and he walks untouched into the end zone. Tigers now lead 37-6 with 3:04 left here in the second quarter.
They're just gashing us, Daniel. Once it got beyond that two-score game, we just kind of quit tackling. We quit playing defense, which is understandable in these conditions. I mean, we had a tough loss last week. The Dogs rose to the occasion early and made it a one-score game after Whitwell put up two. But now they're kind of hanging their heads and getting it put on them.
Nunley Senior's extra point is good, and the Tigers now lead 38-6 over the Bulldogs with 3:04 left here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We return here to Whitwell High School, where Clay County trails 6-38, still in the second quarter of play, 3:04 remains. As we mentioned before, this is Clay County's 20th appearance in the TWSWA playoffs. Our record is 8-19 over the years. It is our second appearance in 4 years, but only our fourth appearance in the last 19 years. So, regardless of what's going on the field here, at this current time, very proud of Clay County, of head coach Matt Bates, and of these Bulldog players particularly, for what they've accomplished this year to get to this point.
I agree, Daniel. You gotta look at overall, you know, the last few years has kind of been rough. And Coach Bates has brought in kind of a new attitude to this and turned it around and got the Dogs relevant again.
Markham fields the kickoff deep in his own territory. He heads upfield. He stops, reverses field, throws it backwards, works intercepted, and going to be taken into the end zone by the Tigers. Clay County trying a Music City Miracle type of play. However, Markham had a good pass, but two Tigers were on top of that intended receiver all the way across the field, and it was intercepted and carried into the end zone. So without even running an offensive play, Whitwell gets another score and now leads 44-6, still with 2:51 left in this first half.
I'm just trying to pull some trickery, as you say, on the field. I mean, you're down three or four scores here. Can't believe Coach Bates for trying that. Just kind of ill-advised throw by Markham. I think he should have seen that coverage on that side.
Yeah, sure.
And honestly, I'd like to see him keep it in his hands anyway.
Right, right. So, waiting on the PAT from Nunley Sr. Could have been, unless Markham threw that ball backwards, it would have been illegal. If they determined that had any forward progress whatsoever, it would have been a penalty against the Bulldogs.
Can
I'm not sure what they saw.
Can that penalty be declined, Daniel, and we'll keep the touchdown?
No, I wouldn't think so.
So we're hoping for that call.
Touchdown on the field. I think that's one of those situations that you don't see much, and it was so strange. The officials had to just say, hey, let's throw a flag, talk this over. They waved it off and did grant the touchdown to the Tigers.
Well, from my vantage point, it looked like a backwards pass. I almost threw it right to the pylon on the far side.
That becomes a live ball when that takes place, no different than a toss sweep or something like that. So Whitwell does get the touchdown. His Nunley Sr. was on to attempt. There is another penalty flag that is flown on the field. It's being assessed against Clay County. We'll see if the Whitwell Tigers decide to continue the PAT attempt or change and go for two, as they have the other, at least two other times we've received that same penalty on an extra point attempt.
On that fourth down try when we got that false start penalty, I thought that was our first, and that's why Coach reminded me we'd already done that twice before.
Nunley Senior on for the PAT. Snap, set, kick, and it is good. We will lead 45-6 over the Clay County Bulldogs. 2 minutes and 51 seconds remain here in the first half of play.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work, or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Bear a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network. We are here in the TWSAA first round playoff game at Whitwell, Tennessee. And Clay County currently trails 6-45 to the second place Region 3A Whitwell Tigers. Definitely the strongest team we've seen all year. Kind of put Joe Burns and Gordonsville Mount and Julie Christen to shame in terms of their overall completeness. Markham on the kickoff return. He has the ball, fields it around the five, moves upfield. Not a lot of room. Picks up a block or two, though. He tries to juke around the defender, and he's going to be spotted and brought down at the Bulldog 20, where Clay County will take over. Thomas, at this point, I'd like to see the Dogs run the football successfully, get a few first downs, run out this first half.
Well, they definitely...
Well, I'd love to see them score, but, you know.
If you've ever needed to get in the locker room, it's time for Clay County to get there. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to go, down 45-6. I'd like to see just straight ahead myself, Daniel.
Pretty good accomplishment by the Dogs by scoring here in the first half of play against the Tigers. They'd only given up 25 first-half points this year. Ashlocker sees the snap, gives off to fullback Will Ogletree. He heads up into the teeth of that Tiger defense, and he's going to be brought down. Pick up a one on the play for the carrier, who I believe was Will Ogletree. Ball now spotted at the Bulldog 21-yard line. Two minutes and 11 seconds remain, and the clock ticks here in the first half of play. Ashok's going to be under center. Double wing set. Emerton split wide to the left. Johnson in motion, left to right. Toss sweep to him. He's got it. Tries to get to the corner. Cuts back underneath. He'll be brought down. Little to no gain for Donaldson on the play. Very good lateral movement by the Tiger defense.
Again, we've talked about them all night long, Daniel, but they're quite impressive. They're at their average. When they give up 5 points a game, we got six. They just don't bend, break or bend. We talked about bending but not breaking last week, but these guys are basically shutting down this Bulldog run game.
No gain on that last carry for Donaldson. 3rd and 9 for the Dogs. Ball sits at their own 21. Ashok under center. Seth Ogletree motion out of the backfield. Toss sweep to him. Ball's thrown for Emerton, but it falls incomplete. Going to be 4th and 9 for the Dogs from their own 21. Got to give credit to head coach Randall Bolden for the Whitwell Tigers. This is his first year at the helm of that program. He served as their defensive coordinator last year. Spent the prior two seasons at East Ridge High School as an assistant coach. Just what an amazing job he's done to get this team to 9-1. If I'm not mistaken, that matches the best record, regular season record they've ever turned out. Back in 1991, they went 9-1, and they've matched it this year. However, they've scored more points along the way. Clay Kenny now the punt. It's Jovan. He gets the punt off, and it's a nice one. It's going to be called at the 43-yard line by the Tigers. It's handed off to a different return man, and he reverses up the field. That touch and Petty. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Not tackled there. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Hudson Petty, for several times tonight, that young man has crossed the goal line, and the Tigers have scored on special teams for their last two touchdowns. The first, the interception on the Music City Miracle attempt on the kickoff, this time on what was about a, let's do the math here, about a 58-yard punt return touchdown for junior Hudson Petty, who continues his fabulous campaign for the Tigers.
Like you said, you don't want to talk about your opponent, but that was a beautiful run, Daniel. He hit the sideline, made two cuts, and then crossed field and took it to the other pylon for the score.
The kick, no good for Nunley Sr. on that attempt. He does not miss often, but he did miss that time. Whipple Tigers lead 51-6 with 55.5 seconds remaining here in the first half.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
We've returned here to Whitwell High School on the Horizon Sports Network, where the second seed, Region 3A Whitwell Tigers, lead the number three seed, Region 3A Clay County Bulldogs, by a score 51-6. Under a minute to play here in the first half, 55.5 seconds.
You know, this Tiger explosiveness and greatness really is on display tonight here, Daniel. The Dogs just have no answer for what is definitely a perennial.
They're a contender.
Power. They've been in the playoffs 4 years in a row, hosted the game three. They're definitely a contender in Class A this year.
Emerson took over kickoff return duties that time for Jared Markham. He had about a 20-yard return as he brought it out to the Bulldog 26-yard line, where we'll have the ball first and 10 with 49.3 seconds remaining. Curious here as to if Coach Bates will try to go to the air and get a last drive score, or if he'll be happy to run this clock out and get into halftime. Deficit of 45 points for Clay County right now, so we will have a running clock during the second half of play here in the first round of the TWSAA playoffs. We'll be doing another budget pest control scoreboard update during our halftime show to check on the other Region 3 teams. Ashok looks to pass on first down, and that ball is caught by number 9, Hayden Cherry, the fine junior tight end. However, he's quickly tackled. Pick up of a couple on the play for the Dogs is it's now 2nd and 5. Ball spotted at the Tiger 31. 25 seconds and ticking on the clock.
Cherry just came downfield about 5 yards from his tight end position, turned it out. Ashlock put it on him, but he paid for that one, Daniel.
We'll give him a pickup of 6 on the play. 2nd and 4 now. Ball sets at the Tiger 31. It's going to be a toss sweep to the left to Seth Ogletree. He tries to get to the corner, and he cannot. He does get up to the Tiger 35-yard line. Well, he'll be brought down to the Tiger 35, and that is the last play of the first half. So, here at Whipple High School at Vernon Hope Kemp Field, the Whipple Tigers lead the Clay County Bulldogs at halftime by a score 51-6. We're going to take a short break here on the Horizon Sports Network, do some stats, and come back and do the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, and also conclude their special teams leaders. We're going to reveal the single season and career extra point leaders over the years for the Bulldogs. Maybe do a little playoff history, too, for you when we come back for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work, or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local US Cellular dealer.
We return here to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Has been providing
and here at halftime, the Whitwell Tigers lead the Clay County Bulldogs by a score of 51-6, a 45-point deficit here in the first round of the Tita Westaway playoffs. Thomas, tell the listeners how we got to this point.
Well, you know, going in, we talked about the Dogs had to make this thing a game. And they tried early and late in the first quarter, did so. They got down quickly, 15-0. They fumbled on the first play. That's right. First play from scrimmage, we had a fumble. And then Trace Condra for the Tigers took it to the house. They got the two-point conversion, made it 8-0. We go 3-and-out. They do the same thing. Condra, long run score, 15-0 after the missed conversion. So there we sit, down two scores. We talked about this team not folding, and they respond, Daniel. Put together a great drive, 12 plays, 80 yards. It started all with a huge call by Coach Bates.
Yeah, that was a real nice call. One we've seen him make a few other times this year, a fake punt. It was snapped to the upback Jared Markham, and he flipped the field and gave us a shot in the arm that we really needed.
You know, they took it 37 yards from there, and then Ashlock kind of went to work. He was 3-for-4 on this drive. He found B.J. Emerson for 25 yards. Then he found Markham on a screen pass for 24 more, and then to cap it, the junior Clark Donaldson on a little seam route down here inside the red zone, 15-yard touchdown pass to Donaldson, 1:53 to go. Clay County responds, makes it a one-score game again, 15-6 late in the first quarter. And then we get a big sack. The Bulldog defense kind of takes control and bows up behind a big sack from Dalton Goad. So here we are with another opportunity given to us by Donaldson again. It wasn't a punt block. Got the pressure. Donaldson comes through. The punter pulls it down, makes the tackle, sets us up on the 29-yard line, Daniel. First play from scrimmage. Disaster happens again. The ball goes through Cherry's hands right into a Tiger defender, and they're in business. And one touchdown pass later, they lead 23-6 when they had the two-point conversion early in the second quarter. Again, we put together a pretty nice drive, get into Tiger territory, a crucial 4th-and-5 call, we come up empty. Next play, Hudson Petty takes it to the house, 31-6, and it just went downhill from there. Next possession, we turn it over on downs again. They made it 38-6 immediately. Then we tried to go with some trickery on the kickoff. We throw the interception, 45-6, and then the punt return gives us the score we got here at the half. Whitwell leads 51-6.
Certainly, it's been a first half filled with heartache for the Dogs, as the Tigers seem to be able to do no wrong. They've scored in a lot of different ways, Thomas. Coach Edwards, give us a little bit of an update here about the statistical information for the Tigers.
Before we do that, let me quickly kind of do Clay County.
Sure.
Not much to talk about. You got 22 carries for 76 yards on the ground, and you got to remember 37 of that, so half of that came on the fake punt by Markham.
Right.
So virtually nothing against this impressive Whitwell defense here on the ground for the Dogs. Ashlock is 7-for-12 for 102 and a touchdown. So a pretty good start to this game for Ashlock. Just haven't come up with points out of it. So a total of 178 yards in the first half by Clay County.
Certainly we've seen better offensive nights for the Dogs, but never have we faced a better defense. So considering that, it's not the worst thing possible here for the Bulldog offense. Coach Edwards, go ahead and share with us some of that information that you collected on Whitwell.
Well, the Tigers played two different quarterbacks in the first half, Daniel. Dawson Holloway, number 10, was 1-for-3 for 15 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed two times for 23 yards. Warner Ashworth, 1-for-1 for 28 yards. Also had three rushes for 15 yards. The leading receiver was Tanner Stewart. Had two receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown. Rushing, this is where they got us again. Trace Condra, two rushes for 30 yards. Josh Wingo, six rushes for 87 yards. And probably, I guess, so far, if you had to pick a player of the night for Whitwell, it might be Hudson Petty. Hudson Petty was
had two rushes, only two rushes for 59 yards, but also had a 58-yard punt return. So over 100 yards total offense just by one man there, Hudson Petty.
Petty is certainly a utility man, as we mentioned, coming into the game. They like to use him. We've seen him out up at quarterbacks at points this season. He's played receiver. He's played running back. They've got a lot of weapons, and certainly he's the most diverse of those weapons. Any other numbers or things to share?
Well, that's just the total is 15 rushes for 214 yards on the round. So they just pretty much had their way with the Clay County defense as long as they were running the ball.
Well, they have. We see now why the Tigers have scored 69 and 62 in their last two contests coming into tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this time we're going to take a break here during our Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. We're going to come back, talk about the upcoming Clay County Sports Hall of Fame stuff that's going on. Nominations are currently being accepted. We're going to talk about that. We're going to finish our extra point statistical leaders concerning season and career here at Clay County High School. And a little bit more here on the Poplar Grove halftime King Talk. Poplar Grove halftime body show.
Signed up for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Centers.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10, its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show on the Horizon Sports Network. And we want to go ahead and mention that nominations for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame are being accepted now through December the 1st. Nominations are currently being sought for the 2017-2018 class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. The nomination process is simple, and the future of the organization depends on the participation of the public. Official nomination forms can be found online at the group's website, which is clayco.com. Let me just spell that out for you one time. clayco.com. Or they can be picked up in person at Clay County High School. Completed forms can then be emailed to nominate@claycountysportshalloffame.com, dropped off at CCHS, or mailed to the school at 860 Clay County Highway, Salina, Tennessee, 38551. Nominations can be made in three different categories, including athlete, heritage, and contributor members. Athletes who have been out of high school for 10 years are eligible to be nominated, and those who played mostly 50 years ago fall under the heritage category. Remember, nominations are also not exclusive to those who played high school sports here. They could have participated in other things in the area. At this time, we're going to go ahead and finish up our HSN all-time Bulldog leaders, and we've worked all the way down to extra point leaders in a single season. Thomas, I'm going to let you take this over and start us.
Well, we'll get started with number 10, Jess Roten, in 2007 had 17. And then tied for eighth, Andy Partee from 1976 had 18, and Nick Cox from 2008 had 18. Get into number seven, Jared Collins had 19 in 2010, and my teammate Shannon Webb comes in at number six with 21 in 1993.
Moving on up the list, this is extra points successful in a single season. Alan Melton comes in at number five with 22 PATs in 1981. My brother, Dale Strong, holds the third and fourth spots for extra point leaders in the season. Dale was an excellent kicker. He had 26 successful PATs in 1996, and then in his senior year, 1997, he had 27 successful PATs. But the owner of our top two slots is Clay County Bulldog football utility man, Jimmy Crane Cole. He was an excellent place kicker. He hit 28 in 1983, and he hit 33 in 1985 in that long 14-game semifinal season.
We'll get into the leaders for a career. I think we may hear the same guys on this list. We'll start with one that wasn't on the first one. You think about him as being our all-time leading passer, but Stephen Arms also kicked extra points at some point in his career. Had 28 from 1986 to 1989. And then my teammate again, a great kicker, did a great job for us. Had 32, Shannon Webb, from 1990 to 1993.
Mojo, didn't y'all go?
Mojo, that's right, Mojo Webb. Always could count on him, and that was huge at some times. We won some games by 1 point and lost a few, unfortunately.
Had a lot of touchbacks as well, I'm sure.
He did. Coming in at number four, Alan Melton from 1979. To 1982, had 33.
Moving into the top three here, extra point leaders in their career. Coming in at third with 37 successful PATs in his career, Nick Cox, a young man I had the privilege of coaching. Think a lot of him. He played from 2008 to 2011. Coming in at second, as I said, my brother, Dale Strong, he hit 53. He was in high school from 1994 to 1997. However, he only played in 96 and 97, so basically a two-year career for Dale kicking there.
You know, we've heard a lot of the names out of our family, including ours, ourselves, our uncles, my brother, your dad. It's good to hear Dale, too. You know, he made a contribution here in Clay County football history, so nice to see my other cuz on these lists.
He did. He played a guard on offense and was pretty good there as well. Coming in at number one, extra point leader all time in the career, Jimmy Crank Hall. He hit 68 PATs from 1982 to 1985. So with finishing those lists up, we have successfully went through all of our major category all-time leaders here on the Horizon Sports Network. And remember, if you've missed any of this information, it can be found in the archives link on www.dalehallhorizon.com, where we have all of our shows recorded and there for your listening access.
You know, I've had a blast doing this all season long, Daniel. And what's to me, what stands out about the whole season, given this history, you got a few players that are on multiple lists.
Yeah.
You know, you got Crank Hall, second leading rusher in our history, is the extra point leader. You got Brian Burchett on all these different lists. So a lot of great football players throughout history here for Clay County and Salina High School.
And we're going to dig deeper as the years go on. We're going to try to bring some of those old names to you that we have not been able to mention. Going to continue doing research, try to find some statistical information from the 50s and 60s. I actually got some Douglas Pace, a running back from 1958. I found where he had four touchdowns rushing against Monterey in 1958 when we beat Monterey 83-0. And Dr. Doug Young provided that information to me through a newspaper article. So there is information out there. We've just got to dig deep to find it.
Well, I want to say this real quick. We wouldn't have any of this information. I know you won't take any credit, but if it wasn't for you, Daniel, you're the one that dug through all these archives.
Somebody
back,
else wrote it. I just found it.
And I want to say thank you for doing that. I know Bulldog Nation thanks you, too.
Here we are, the start of the third quarter, and the Wimple Tigers have just received the kickoff. However, the Bulldog defense stands strong and brings them down. The Tigers will take over here to start the third quarter of play at their own 39-yard line. 11 minutes and 40 seconds remain here, and this clock is going to be wound continuously during the second half of play unless the Bulldogs are able to surmount a comeback. Currently, the Dogs trail 51-6, a deficit of 45 points. As most of you know, the Tita West of Wade Mercy Rule is 35 points. As long as the Dogs trail by 35 or more, this clock will continue to run, regardless of going out of bounds or incomplete passes. Tigers on offense now, eye backfield behind Ashworth. He's the quarterback. A little bit of a toss sweep here to Wingo. He runs hard. He's across the 50, now the 45, where he'll be taken down. He's tackled by John Copeland on the play. First down for the Tigers, and the ball is spotted now in Bulldog territory at the 44-yard line.
You know, all these running backs of Whitwell are impressive. Wingo just blew Clark Donaldson up right there, and it took three to bring him down.
First and 10 for the Tigers. Ashworth under center. Ball snap. Tall sweep to Wingo again. He nice back across the defense. Evades one defender. Now two. Now three. He's at 35-30. Moves on up to the 25. He's going to finally be brought down by John Copeland again on the play, accompanied by James Short, the senior. John Copeland, the freshman, has had an excellent inaugural debut for the Bulldogs. Him accompanied by freshman defender Dalton Gold have shown the Bulldog defense that we've got two guys there that are ready to fill the shoes of Dylan Maxfield, Eli Watson, James Short, and others as they're playing their last game here tonight potentially for the Dogs.
You know, this game's getting away from us, but the future's bright here for Clay County.
Tigers snap the ball from their own 20. Ashworth looking to pass. He has a man. It is going to be caught, I believe, incomplete. Looks like it was good to me from here. He was targeting receiver on that play. Was Garrett Shrum, a starter on both sides of the football for the Tigers. He's down on the play. Yes, Thomas. Maybe fell on that football, knocked the breath out of him. I'm not sure. However, Shrum is down on the field for the Tigers. We'll take a break here on the Horizon Sports Network as they attend to him.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Whitwell High School where we see Garrett Shrum, the Tiger who was injured on the play, has come to his feet and is being assisted off the field by the trainer for the Tigers. Glad to see that young man get up and
over safely to the sidelines. 9 minutes and 53 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Tigers lead 51-6 over the Dogs.
That last run, guys, put Wingo at 100 yards on the night, that 21-yard pickup there.
It's been impressive, and early on, I don't think he got the carries. They've kind of started riding him in the second quarter, to the best of my memory.
Four carries,
so an explosive back, another explosive back for these Whitwell Tigers.
Tigers now have the ball. Ball snapped. Ashworth gets it. He gives it up to Wingo again. Wingo's at the 20. Now the 15. Now the 10. Now the 5. Touchdown, Josh Wingo. Touchdown, Whitwell Tigers. Whitwell now goes up 57-6 on the Bulldogs.
You know, we just had no answer for this Whitwell attack. They've been really impressive. They're going to go deep into these playoffs. I assume with the Gordonsville score, they'll probably be facing off against those other Tigers next week. Should be a heck of a game, but I didn't see any physicality and explosiveness out of Gordonsville like I have here from Whitwell, besides maybe Braxton Gibbons.
Whitwell's a better all-around team, certainly a better defensive team than the Gordonsville Tigers. The PAT is good, and now Whitwell leads 58-6 with 9:28 to play here in the third quarter. You're listening to Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We return here to Vernon Holt Camp Field in Whitwell, Tennessee. Well, unfortunately, we're watching the number 2 seed of Region 3A Whitwell Tigers currently put it on the number 3 seed out of Region 4A Clay County Bulldogs. The Tigers lead 58-6 with 9:28 remaining in the third quarter of play. Whitwell 9-1 on the season. The only game they lost was a 20-14 defeat to the South Pittsburgh Pirates earlier in the year. Currently looks like the Pirates and the Tigers may be on a road course, a track to meet each other again in the third round of the playoffs this year.
I'd call that a collision course.
Collision
That's probably
course.
What you was looking that for. That will be a showdown if it sets itself up, a rematch of a one-score ball game from earlier this year.
Typically, the Pirates kind of the favorite here out of the Sequatchie Valley, out of the single-A classification, but Whitwell certainly has the team this year to take it to them, and they almost did that at South Pittsburgh a few weeks ago, and they're going to get that chance again probably in 2 weeks. Clay County takes over now. It was a touchback on the kickoff. Ashlock's going to be under center on 1st and 10 from the Bulldogs on 20. Dawson in motion left right. It's going to be a pass from Ashlock. He targets Emerson, throws deep for him. It's going to be called a beautiful incomplete. It was caught, but coming to the ground on contact, Emerson was not able to hang on. B.J. Emerson jumped high over the defender, however, didn't go up with his hands. You'd like to have seen B.J. high point that football, and perhaps he could have come down with it, but still a very athletic play or attempted play by B.J.
Again, just a go route down the sideline. Ashlock gave him a chance, maybe a little underthrown. Emerson had to come back to the ball because he had a step on that defender.
He certainly did. Emerson very quick. Ashlock under center, 2nd and 10 after the incomplete pass. Toss sweep to the left. This time to Seth Ogletree. He's met in the backfield by a host of Tigers and just absolutely gobbled up for a loss on the play. Ball now sets to the Bulldog 15. Loss of 5 on that carry for Seth Ogletree. Not his fault on it. He never had a chance from the ball being snapped.
You know, again, we just haven't got anything going on the ground against this Whitwell Tiger defense, minus the fake punt. We're like at 30, 40 yards for the night, Daniel.
7.5 minutes remain here in the third quarter of play. Dogs trail 6-58, 52-point deficit. Ashlock going to be under center, 3rd and 15, double wing set. Jacoby in motion left to right. It's going to be a pass. A shot targets Will Ogletree out of the backfield on the 5-yard out, but the ball falls incomplete. 4th and 15 for Clay County from their own 15-yard line. Punt team coming out.
You know, I hate to have to see this group go out like this, but we've got, I think, 9 seniors, Daniel, that have kind of given their heart and soul, especially this season, to the black and gold. You know, I'll quickly run down that as Jolin lines up for this punt. I'll let you call that, and then we'll go down the list.
Jolin is set to receive the long snap. Last time we punted, Hudson Petty took it back 58 yards for touchdown. Petty is back deep to receive for the Tigers. However, he lets this one bounce and will not attempt to return. Ball will be down at the Tiger 47-yard line. Well, they'll take over. 6.5 minutes here left to play in the third.
That lists the seniors just in alphabetical order here, I suppose. Senior quarterback, reserve quarterback, Seth Mackey. Seth Ogletree, who has given quite a bit his senior season in his first year playing football. Matthew Jacoby kind of brought that spark all year long for us. Dylan Maxfield, the team leader, over 100 tackles this season. Damon Mertz, a reserve defensive player. Eli Watson, starting on both sides of the ball. James Short, bringing his energy all the time on the defensive side.
Let me interrupt you, Thomas. Tigers take over, ball snapped. Ashworth hands off to a running back. Not sure who that is. Leads across the 50, now the 45 to 40. He'll be brought down by the back of the jersey. Possible horse collar at the 35-yard line by Seth Ogletree. I don't feel as a horse collar, Thomas, what the fans are arguing about here and wanting the flag. They don't understand. You have to have the shoulder pad. If you just have the jersey, it's not a horse collar. You actually have to get that shoulder pad to get the horse collar.
Well, we've seen Ogletree do those, what'd you call them, the wrestling moves?
Oh, the suplexes, yeah.
The suplex right there. I think that's one thing that made them upset. Going on down this list of seniors, the reserve defensive lineman Cole Pennington's come in and played well for us this year. The center, Joseph Short. And that wraps up our senior football players. Just a good group who I'm glad to see have some success this season.
Ball snap from the 35-yard line. Bulldog into the field. It's handed off to the running back. He'll be back in the backfield by Dylan Maxfield and drops a tackle for loss for Dylan. One of the few tackles he's recorded tonight after the fine season he's had. But certainly a fine play by Dylan. That's going to
still leading the team. There just hadn't been many tackles to get tonight, Daniel. You know, they're racing up and down the field, scoring quickly, and you just don't get many numbers on stops when that happens.
2nd and 10 now for the Tigers. I called it a tackle for loss. It was a tackle for no gain on the play. Ball sets at the Bulldog 35-yard line. 4:15 left in the third. Tiger quarterback, that's Ashworth, calls for the snap, hands it off to running back. He's at the 30-yard line. Well, he'll be brought down with John Copeland, who's recorded several tackles here in the second half of play. Running back on the last few carries is John King, a junior for the Tigers. Thomas, you mentioned senior reserve quarterback Seth Mackey. I've got a few stats on him here. I want to make mention, you know, we've not seen Seth quarterback this year. Jake Ashcock beat him out in the preseason battle for the position. However, he has started 21 games in his career for the Dogs. He has 2,303 career yards. He's fourth all time as a Bulldog passer, and he's also thrown for 18 touchdowns in his career. He's sixth all time on that list. So Seth Mackey, while he hasn't contributed in that way this year, still a fine member of the Bulldogs. Now the Tigers run the third and short play, and they get the first down and a whole lot more as running back Cole Burns, a freshman, goes around the left end and takes the football all the way down to the Tigers' 6-yard line. Fine play by the freshman running back. It looks like Whipple's got some young guys that are capable, too.
Well, we talked about the future being bright for the Bulldogs. Looks like it is for Big Red here as they keep hollering here in this crowd below us. He just demolished that Bulldog defender. I'm not going to say his name even if I knew it. He just ran plumb over him, Daniel.
Tigers now getting ready for the first and goal play. Ball snap. It's handed off again to Cole Burns. He's going to be met with a line of scrimmage and tackled for little to no gain. quarterback on these last few plays has been Ashworth, I believe, for the Tigers. He's played a lot this year, but however, they're not throwing the ball right now. They're content to hand off to these young running backs.
I think we see some reserves in here tonight. You see Seth Mackey playing at the linebacker position. I think that was the senior Damon Mertz that just made that stop.
Nice to see Damon out there playing, a four-year player for the Dogs. Hadn't got to contribute a lot over the years, but he contributes every day in practice. He's a great kid, always there. Nice to see him getting action in what's going to be his last football game. Tigers snap the football, hand off the running back, and he's going to break two tackles and go into the end zone. That's John King, the junior running back. And the Tigers go up now 64-6 on Clay County with the reserve running backs. We still have a minute 55 left in the third quarter of play here at Vernon Holtkamp Field. PAT attempt for the Tigers. Austin Nunley Sr. on the field awaiting the play. Snap, set, kick, and it is good. 65-6 is your score here at Whipple, Tennessee. The Dogs trail big in the third quarter.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network. We're in Whipple, Tennessee tonight in the first round of the TWSWA playoffs. And the Tigers lead the Bulldogs 65-6. Currently a deficit of 59 points, I guess that is, for the Dogs.
You need me to get my calculator out there, Daniel?
I had to do my mental math up for a minute. The big numbers that the Tigers have put up, they put up 69 and 62 in games 9 and 10 of the regular season, and they're into the 60s again tonight. Good return on the play for Bulldog. I believe that was Clark Dawson, the carrier on that. Clay County's going to take over 1st and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Thomas, you mentioned the group of 9 seniors that are playing in their last game here tonight for Clay County. Very good group. Some have played 1 year, some have played 4, some have 2, but they've all played hard this year. Very fitting, as you mentioned earlier, for them to get to cap off their careers with a playoff game, even if it is the type of game we're seeing right now.
Winning season.
Absolutely. 6-5, counting this playoff game on the year. Dogs take over 1st and 10. Ashok's still the quarterback. He rolls to the left, passes complete to Will Ogletree. He's across the 35 up to the 40-yard line, where he's run out of bounds for a Bulldog first down. And that ball is going to be spotted at the Bulldog 42. Pickup of 12 on the play for Ashok and Ogletree. 48 seconds remain here as the clock ticks in the third quarter. Dogs trail 6-65. Starters still in offensively for Clay County. Will Ogletree, the fullback. Matt Jacoby, the wing. I do see Camden Bowles, in for Hayden Chariot tight end. Ashok rolls to the right, looks fast, goes for Will Ogletree again, run the same play the second time in a row. And it is caught, and Will's going to pick up around 10. We'll have to check the spot as he gets across the 50-yard line, and the ball's moved into Tiger territory. That play originated from the Bulldog 42. And it looks like it's now going to be spotted. We'll have to see here. We're going to call it the Tiger 49. So that's going to be 2nd and 1 for Clay County. Pick up a 9 on the play. And that is the end of the fourth quarter here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to go to a break with Clay County trailing by 59 here against the Whipple Tigers.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation.
For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Return here on the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time to do a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Halftime score, York 28, Signal Mountain 7. Nolensville looking to upset Livingston Academy 14-7 at halftime.
Wow. South Pitt, region champ, one seed.
South Pitt 34, Monterey 0 at the half. Trousdale 27, Bledsoe County 6 at the half. Third quarter, Joe Burns 21, Copper Basin 0.
McCutty in coach, second one. Mackey in at quarterback, hands off the ball to Will Ogletree. He picks up the first down. Play started on the Bulldog 49. Now it's down to the Bulldog 47. Pick up a two on the play.
Gordonsville 35, Lookout Valley 0. That's a final score. Tyner 49, Jackson County 7. That is a final score. Loudon 35, Upperman 20. Also a final score. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bringing joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction.
First and 10, Mackey the quarterback. Ball snap. Play originates from the Bulldog 46. Mackey runs the option, keeps the football, moves it up to the Bulldog 45. Pick up a one on the play for Mackey. Nice to see Mackey in playing quarterback for the Dogs. As we mentioned, he has started 21 games in his career there. Has 2,303 career passing yards, fourth all time, and 18 touchdowns to place him at sixth all time for the Bulldogs. 10 minutes and 50 seconds remain here. Dogs trail 6-65. Second nine. Mackey under center. Double wing set. Donaldson in motion. They're running the beer. Mackey bellies up to Ogletree, but loses the ball and he goes on the ground. We'll have to wait to see who has this football. Wentworth Tiger football. Another turnover for the Bulldogs as Mackey was on trying to run the option, something he's experienced at. However, having been on the shelf for so long, a little bit rusty there. Bulldogs have not run much option this year. I like it in their play set. Perhaps something we'll see next year out of them. Tigers take over. Ball set to the Tiger 47. We're here in the fourth quarter of play. 10 minutes left in this contest. Shotgun set. Single receiver to either side for the Tigers. Ball snap. Holloway, the senior, is the quarterback. He runs around right side where he's going to be met by Dylan Maxfield and other Bulldogs and taken down on the play.
You know, I mentioned Maxfield and company as the seniors. We've got three more seniors that help this team in a lot of ways. We've got senior manager Audrey Haston and senior manager Emmy Upton, who have been along for the ride for quite some time, I think.
Well, you might want to check and see if we have any senior cheerleaders you might want to mention, too, in a minute, Thomas, even though they're getting ready to start basketball season. Second nine now. Tigers have the ball at their own 48-yard line. Quarterback's in the gun. Clay County jumps off sides, and the flags fly. Clock does not stop, however, though. Does hit the West of Bay Mercy Road. We're at 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining and ticking.
Well, you jumped in front of me, of course, like you always do.
Sorry about that. Just didn't want to be forgotten.
I have a cheerleader. Her name is Valerie Keith. She, along with the other women and girls, have done a great job for us this year. Just not a whole lot to cheer about here tonight.
Penalty being assessed against the Tigers. I thought it was against the Bulldogs, but apparently we were drawn outside. Tigers now backed up. Second long 13. Ball set to the Tiger 44-yard line. Quarterback still in the gun. Two-back set. Wide receiver to the side. Ball's handed off to a reserve running back, and he'll be tackled by Damon Mertz. Nice tackle for Logs. Loss by Damon Mertz. That was John King on the tackle.
Good to see Mertz in there, just like you said. A lot of guys getting some playing time. I see some more reserves running in here. I see the freshman, Jacob Burnett, coming in a defensive back. Donaldson's still deep at safety. Looks like we got some new linebackers maybe, Daniel. Number five,
Gabe Hanson. Yep. Third and 15 for the Tigers. Ball set to the Tiger 41-yard line. Wide out to either side. Two-back set. Quarterback in the gun. Ball snap. Handed off to King, the running back. He tries to get around the right side, turns the corner. Nothing to be found for him. No real estate there as the Bulldog defense brings him down for little to no gain. It's going to be fourth and about 15 for the Tigers. 7.5 minutes left here in this game. Dogs trail 6-65. This is the first round of the Tito Westaway playoffs. Whitwell looks like we'll be advancing to play the Gordonsville Tigers next week. I'm not sure where that contest will be held at, since Gordonsville's a region champ out of Region 3. And the Tigers are a 2 seed out of Region 3, and the Gordonsville Tigers are the 1 seed out of Region 4.
Well, you'd think if you're a region champion, you'd have home field advantage.
Tigers punt the football. It's going to go out of bounds around the Bulldog 25 or 30 yard line. We'll have to check the spot. Six minutes and 50 seconds and ticking here for the Dogs.
Franklin Road Academy in the second round. We'd already beaten Franklin Road once that year.
Daniel, we've been off the air for just a minute. Had a problem with our equipment. I think we got it going.
Well,
we're
registered.
Though.
We're showing
we're
up on that.
Now. We weren't just a second ago, so I'm not sure how much second. Of that history you've given that got through to our listeners.
Second goal for the Tigers from their own 10, or the Bulldog 10-yard line. They picked up very little on the play. Third and goal from the 9 now. Well, let's see. No, from the 5. Third and goal from the 5. 18 seconds remain. Tigers do lead 65-6 here in this first round TWSAA playoff game. They will not snap the ball again, I don't think. They won't have to, but it looks like they choose to do so. Ball is snapped. Quarterback takes a knee. That will end this contest. The Wimble Tigers have beaten the Clay County Bulldogs by a final score of 65-6 here in the first round of the TWSAA playoffs. We're going to take a short break, come back and do a post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go. So I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local US Cellular dealer.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network, where we've just seen Clay County fall to the Whitwell Tigers by a final score of 65-6 here in the first round of the TWSAA playoffs. This time we'll go ahead and kind of recap the second half of action. It went fairly quick because of the running mercy rule clock. Thomas, I'll kick to you here.
Well, with such a great season these Dogs have had, to come back, have a winning season, finish 6-5, be back in the playoffs, and be in the mix again for a region championship, it's hard to see them go out getting mercy ruled. But you know what? It was by a great Whitwell Tiger team who I believe we're going to see make a deep playoff run to set up that showdown with South Pittsburgh. And you know what? The Dogs fought early. We fell behind quickly, fumbled on our first possession. Whitwell went up 8-0, and then they tacked on another one after we went 3 and out to make it 15-0, and we thought it was going to get out of hand then.
We did, but we did fight back. Made it 15-6 after the fine fake punt play, I believe it was, that flipped the field.
It was. Coach Bates made the call, just like you said, to go for the fake. And it was in our own territory, Daniel. We were on our 28-yard line, I think. So, you know, at that point, had to do something. Coach Bates pulled the trigger. Markham converted 37 yards. And then Ashlock heated up and went for 3 for 4 on this drive. Found Emerton for 25-yarder, Markham on the screen pass for 24, and then Donaldson to cap it off to make it 15-6 with 1:53 to go in the first quarter. So we responded, started making it a game just like we wanted.
We did. You know, when we've saw glimpses of that throughout every game this year, never once could we, you know, sit and say, well, you know, Thomas, they've quit out there.
Right.
That's just
right.
Not something that we saw tonight or at any other point.
I'll agree with that. This Dog team doesn't quit. And you say saw them give it their all the way through, even though this game was out of hand. But it kind of started going downhill. The Dog defense rode that wave of momentum from that score. Stop Whitwell, maybe for the only time on the night that I can remember.
Yeah.
Made him go 3 and out, put him in a punt situation. Clark Donaldson made another big play. Didn't get the block. The punter pulled it down. They tackled him. We got the ball on our own 29-yard line with basically a chance to tie the game. And then, kind of like last week, disaster struck. Nobody's fault. Just a bad bounce, basically. Kind of wet here tonight. The ball goes through Cherry's hands straight into Whitwell's, and that's when the rout started. They started pouring it on behind Petty and Condra and a long laundry list of running backs that Coach Edwards will get into here in just a minute. And, you know, I'm not going to go down through there. They scored about every way you possibly can.
Sure, special
teams, the mercy rule,
yeah.
By the end of the first half. And pretty much this thing was over. Final score, like you said, I'm not going to repeat it. Whitwell ruled tonight.
They did. They certainly did. Coach Edwards, some stats to share from Whitwell.
Yeah, Daniel. By my calculation, and it's kind of hard to see from where we're sitting here with the windows and things, but I had Condra and Wingo both going over 100 yards on the night. And overall, Whitwell rushed it 30 times for 395 yards on the ground. And that was really the story of the game. You know, the Dogs had 5 turnovers, but a couple of them came late when it didn't really matter too much anyway. But yeah, the Whitwell rushing attack, story of the night, I think.
I agree. We've been susceptible to the run all year, and this team's probably the best running team we've seen, better than Goldsville, better than Mount Juliet Christian Academy.
Burns, they're better than them.
Right.
They ran it down our throat.
They are. And that's Coach Bates will be the first to admit that our program is not where he wants it to be. These Whitwell programs and Joe Burns Gordon, so those are the types, that we're striving to get to, and that takes some time.
It does. Just individually, quickly for the Dogs, no rushing to really speak of. We had a total of 28 carries for 78 yards on the night. So this Whitwell defense was just stingy. That's all you can say.
They hit their average. They came in averaging about 3 yards a rush given up, and that's close.
Markham, he touched it, looks like, 4 times for 43 yards. Showed the big playability, not on the rush, on the fake punt, which counts as rushing.
Right.
37-yard and explosive play there. No yardage to really talk about on the rest of the ball carries. Ashlock did have a decent night. Wasn't great as far as he's about 50%, went 9 for 16 for 123 yards and a touchdown to Donaldson. So over 100 yards again on the night, but it only added up to just over 200 yards. 201 was the total offensive production for Clay County tonight. Tackle-wise, we talked about that. Not many tackles to be had tonight when these Whitwell Tigers are running free. We got, of course, again, leading the way, Max Field. He scratched out 6 tackles on the night. John Copeland, the freshman, I've got him for 5. Number 61, I think that was James Short again tonight.
Yes.
He changed numbers a time or two,
yeah,
on me, Daniel.
That
so
is
I had
James.
61 down. The senior has four big stops on his in his last game. Senior Seth Ogletree a couple. Dalton Gold one, and then the big sack on that, you know, the one time we stopped Whitwell before the turnover and before things went downhill. So Gold with one tackle and one sack. Seth Mackey came in and picked up a stop late. Will Ogletree had two. Damon Mertz picked up one. Jacob Burnett had one, probably his first tackle. And Wesley Walker finished the night with a tackle.
Well, that certainly does wrap it up. A lot of stats there, and appreciate the job that Thomas, that you and Coach Edwards have done throughout these 11 ball games of this year that we broadcasted, keeping up with those numbers. Folks think that may be a simple thing, but it's not. A lot of times y'all's depending on me to tell you where it's at, and sometimes I get excited and forget to tell you that.
Well, it's a team effort for sure. I think we've done the best we can here on our first season of the Horizon Sports Network. There's one thing about it. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed being with you guys up close and personal, and most times we're kind of sitting on top of each other tonight, but it's been a fun season, and I want to say thank you to Coach Edwards and thank you to Daniel.
Well, speaking of fun, Coach Edwards, do we have a final season final budget pest control scoreboard update?
We do, but before that, I want to say the same thing to you guys. I've had a good time, and I enjoy going back to the following couple of days and listening to our broadcast and kind of laughing at ourselves. And
yeah,
we have a little group text going where we'll send messages to one another about something we've said that sounds kind of silly when you're sitting at home listening, I guess. But just remember, we're having a good time and trying to bring folks these games that can't get out to them. So
well,
we appreciate
for
people
3 hours,
listening.
You're going to say something wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
we figured that out quickly.
Yeah, well, let's get into the final budget pest control scoreboard of the season.
You know, I hate to be sitting here and call this the final game, but it may be even worse to know it's the final budget pest control update.
Certainly so.
A few of these may be finals, but they're still fourth quarter on the scoreboard, but I would think they're finals. Cookeville 21, Rossview 13 in the fourth. Livingston Academy and Nolansville 14-14 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Nolansville, the first year football program, I believe. Or maybe they just made the playoffs for the first time or something significant about them, but they're upset minded at Livingston Academy tonight.
Like we said, that's a 1-4 there. You called it because you said it would happen somewhere across the state.
Somewhere.
It may happen to the Hawkeye.
Very well could.
Spring Hill 27, Macon County 6. That game's also in the fourth quarter. South Pittsburgh 41, Monterey 0. That's a final score. Joe Burns 26, Copper Basin 0. Gordonsville and Joe Burns both advanced to play next week, guys. And, as always, scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Final scoreboard update.
We need a translator for this one, Coach.
No, we're going to stick with English right
okay.
here. I did a pretty poor job of trying to turn that into Spanish earlier, I think. But budget pest control, if it's not paying rent, we'll get rid of it. They're also your go-to critter getters.
All right. Thank
pest
you.
Control, it's how they roll.
Oh, you're doing several here. Okay.
No bug left standing, guys. There's a bunch of that I like, and I just wanted to say one more time. So we'll let you guys take back over.
All right, Coach, we're going to miss you. We are going to be back on the air here in a couple of weeks. We want our listeners to know that. We're going to be calling basketball. We'll be without our producer, Rob Everett, because he's kind of got something a little more important to do, I think.
He does.
During the basketball
season. He may join us during the girls' games.
He may do that. But look in the Del Hall of Horizon in the coming weeks for our schedule. Our first game comes November the 21st at home versus Van Buren County. That follows the season opener. At home, we get to host the Hawkeye this year, don't we, on November the 14th. So a couple of weeks, we'll be back here on the air on the Horizon Sports Network for a little bit of basketball.
Sounds great, Thomas. We look forward to that. If it's as much fun as this football season's been, I'm sure it'll be a success. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the last time this year, we're about to sign off. I want to lastly say thank you to all the listeners and all the sponsors who's made this season a success.
and a possibility. I'm Daniel Strong, and for Thomas Weaver and Rob Edwards and everyone else here at Horizon Sports Network, we say good night.